be sure to scan the QR code on the board and enter to win a Ronald Acuña Jr. signed badge through our First Cast program.
Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is 15 minutes away. It's time for Shrimp on Deck, featuring interviews from inside the clubhouse, scores from around the International League, Miami Marlins organization, and a preview of today's game. Now, here's your host, Scott Kornberg.
From Cool Ray Field in Lawrenceville, Georgia, welcome to Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. Good morning, the last 10 minutes of the morning here in the East Coast. Jumbo Shrimp getting ready for first pitch with the Gwinnett Stripers. It's game two of this six-game series. If it's anything like game one, we're in for a treat. Hi, everybody. Scott Kornberg here. What a game last night. Gwinnett winning 3-2 in 10 innings. A walk-off two-run single for Yuli Gurriel. That was a contest that went really down to the wire. Jacksonville thought they had won the game in the bottom of the 10th inning with two on. A 3-2 pitch initially called a strike, but a challenge overruled that and loaded the bases on a walk. And then Yuli Gurriel on a 3-2 pitch, the runners taking off, lined the ball to left field, and Gwinnett scoring two to win the game 3-2. So terrific contest. It dropped Jacksonville to 41-46, 6-6 in the second half. Gwinnett at 41-47, and 6-7 in half two. Yesterday was a terrific pitching matchup. It lived up to the billing. Max Meyer and Alan Winans went at it. Meyer was terrific. Season high, six innings, a run on six hits. Did not walk a batter, struck out four. And he passes the baton today to Evan Finnerer, who makes his third AAA start. The first two have been sterling. He's 1-0, 1.50 ERA. Talented guy on the other side having a tough season so far. Darius Vines, 1-3. 5.35 ERA. Jumbo Shrimp looking to bounce back. They have been really good on the road of late. They're 13-6 in their last 19 road games. When we come back, we'll hear from Jumbo Shrimp catcher Johnny Parade. A long interview for you this morning as we get ready for first pitch. Jacksonville Gwinnett on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
When it's time to buy or refinance, hit one over the fence with Union Home Mortgage, proud sponsor of Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. At Union Home Mortgage, you're an all-star who gets the MVP treatment.
personalized loan options, world-class service, and unwavering support, because there's no better feeling than coming home. Start your path to home ownership with a fast and easy quote today. Call 1-877-UHM-4U or go to UHM.com. Union Home Mortgage. Promises kept. Union Home Mortgage Corp. is an equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS 2229-8241, Dow Circle West, Strongsville, Ohio 44136.
Welcome back to Charlotte Jumbo Shrimp, getting ready to wrap up this series with the Charlotte Knights. Johnny Pareda is joining us right now, Jumbo Shrimp catcher. Johnny, thank you so much for making the time. One of the great moments of this season is way back a couple of months ago, you had told me you're planning on going to Disney with your kids, and then you find out some amazing news. You're going to the major leagues. When you think back to that time, how were you told you're going to the majors, and did you ever end up making it to Disney on any other off days ever since you were planning to before you went to Miami?
Oh, thank you for the opportunity. But yeah, the experience was very fun because I was in Orlando that morning when I get a call from our manager, and I was about to get ready to go to the park, you know, to the Disney. And when I got a call, my wife was asking me, like, what happened? I said, we gotta go to Jacksonville. I said, why? No, we don't go to Disney today. So when I get ready, I told her, hey, they call me, like, I'm gonna make a, they call me to the big leagues, and I said, we got to drive to Jacksonville and Jacksonville to Miami because, you know, I got my car and we plan. Our plan was 2 days in Orlando and we don't have, you know, equipment there. So, and when I get Miami, everything was pretty, you know, fantastic because that's the dream. That's I grew up when I was younger. That's why I play baseball. That's my reason to get a big leagues.
For you, you finally realized your dream. Who did you obviously tell your wife? Who else did you think of that had really helped you along this journey to realize your dream? Finally, we met each other in Myrtle Beach all those years ago. All these years later, you finally get there. Who else were really big people who helped you get there?
Wow. Like my wife, my dad, and my mom, and I got a few coaches. Like, I had a manager, like Buddy Bailey. And that year was one of my best years in the minors. So I think a couple people's helped me a lot. Jonathan Mota, Jeremy Farrell. Yeah, I got a couple friends. Like, I got it as a friend, as a family, you know?
You mentioned Buddy Bailey. So you were a backup for a long time. And he went to spring training, I think, in 2018, and he said, this guy's really good. We need to play him every day. I want him in Myrtle Beach with me. I don't want him to go to South Bend, the Cubs' low-A affiliate at the time. And you backed that up. I think you were an all-star that year. You had a terrific season that you just referenced. That took a lot of guts for him to see that in you, but you rewarded him. When you think back to that time in your career, how important was it that somebody of his stature, who is the most wins of any active manager right now, he's got over 2,300 wins, took that liking to you? What did that mean to you?
That meant a lot because, like, that feeling when somebody is fighting for you, like, he say, like, you're going to take this guy and I will see when he's gonna play or where he's gonna play, but I want him to play for me this year. So when I get there, we start with Tyler Alamo, PJ Higgins, and me. We started like a split 1-on-1, 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 and then we went 2-on-2. And I say I feel blessed because that year went really good for me.
This is Johnny Pareda joining us right now. A couple years after that year, the pandemic comes in and everything is locked down. You're still in the Cubs organization, and all of a sudden you are the first player traded during the pandemic, the Cubs to the Red Sox. How surprising was that for you? Because you go from no minor league baseball to all of a sudden you're traded to the Red Sox. I think you went to their alternate site. Can you take us back to that time? That's a really, really unique and obviously not so amazing time in recent world history.
Yeah. At the beginning, I thought that was a joke from a teammate when I got a call, because I got a call from Eddie. I forget his last name. I'm so sorry.
That's all right.
But I got a call from Eddie. He was the GM from Boston. Mm. And he's from Dominican Republic or Puerto Rico, something like that. And he's speaking Spanish. And when I got the call, I was like, no, this is a joke, because we are in the pandemic. So when I got the call from the cops, I said, oh, it's true. So I feel really bad because I got to start over, like made new friends. And at the beginning, I feel very weird because, you know, I had a team like as a family, but at that moment, I didn't understand what the baseball means. You know, like it's a business. So now I'm here.
Isn't that amazing, right? I think you just nailed it on the head. You had spent all those years in the Cubs. You knew everybody. And then just like that, you go to the Red Sox. And then the next year, you're with the Giants. And then you're with the Reds. And now you're with the Marlins. And that's hard, right? You're living in Red Sox, you're in New England. And the Giants, you're playing in Sacramento. And then you're in Kentucky and Louisville with the Reds. And now here in Florida with the Marlins. You've got two young daughters during this time. How difficult is that as a dad and as a husband when you don't know where you're going to be and you're moving all around, and it seems like this is the place you finally have found your home, which is nice with the Marlins, but it wasn't easy to get there, I'm presuming.
Yeah, it's so hard, especially for my kids. My two daughters, it's so hard for them. Every time when I go to the field, they say, no, daddy, don't go yet, or give me 5 minutes. You know, it's so hard. In 2022, when it was with the Giants, that when my younger daughter was born that year, that was so hard, because the second game of the season, my daughter born. So that was my first time being by myself with my older daughter for one day. And my wife was by herself at the hospital. Mm-hmm. That was bad, really bad, because I want to be there helping her, but at the same time I had been there with my daughter, you know. And like I played in a few places, and I had a lot of friends. Like I got a their catcher, Chucky Robinson. Yeah. I played with him last year, so every year I got new friends. That's a good, because you know you meet good person, bad person. So it's good for that reason.
Well, you're a nice guy. That's why you have a lot of friends. Johnny Pareda joining us right now. All right, one more question. The Marlins, this is the team that you've had a great season with Jacksonville. You make your Major League debut. You've played pretty well for the Marlins. What is it about this organization that you've learned or picked up that you've had so much success after bouncing around the last few years?
I think the organization let you be you. You know, that's what I think the key, because a lot of organization got out, like, one type of players, like, everybody had to be like this guy, you know? Everybody had to swing like this. Everybody had to catch like this. And here I feel like, be you. Just play and, you know, be you. That's the most important thing.
You've got a great coaching staff here as well, especially Seth Gregorowitz, your strength and conditioning coach. Hey, Johnny, thank you so much for the time. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Anytime.
That's Johnny Pareda. More to come on Shrimp on Deck next. We'll take a look at the pitching matchup on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is on the air.
High fly ball to right, pretty deep. Encarnacio back at the wall, leaps, and he took it back! Yurar Encarnacio robs a home run!
Meyer swings, hits it high in the air to center. Back is Wall, looking, goodbye! What an offensive day for Dane Myers! 4 for 4!
The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp are the AAA affiliate of the Miami Marlins.
3-2.
Liner in the air to center, base hit. Chavez scores from third, and now the ball gets by Harrison all the way to the warning track. Edwards comes in to score. Hinojosa around third base. He scores. Myers racing around third. He slides in. Beats the throw. A Little League home run.
Two batters ago, and now Sanchez swings. It's a drive out to right center. Jazz Chisholm Jr. on the run. Lays out and makes the catch. The 2-2.
Swing and a miss. Devin Smelter strikes out Hackenberg. And there is the first no-hitter in the Jumbo Shrimp's history.
Now let's go live to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Scott Quirker.
Good afternoon and welcome to Coolray Field here in Lawrenceville, Georgia. Day baseball. And a beautiful day, 79 degrees and sunny. It's game two of this six-game series, the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp and the Gwinnett Stripers. Hi, everybody. Happy Wednesday. Scott Kornberg here. What a game last night. 1-1 through nine innings, and the Gwinnett Stripers coming up on the winning end. 3-2 and a walk-off two-run single from Yuli Gurriel in a 3-2 count. With two outs and the bases loaded, and a game that had been reversed from a game-ending strikeout to a walk to load the bases and a challenge just a batter earlier. So a terrific contest. Jumbo Shrimp looking to get back to their winning ways. They're 41-46, 6-6 in the second half of the year. The Gwinnett Stripers at 41-47 and 6-7 in the second half. It's Darius Vines on the mound today for the Gwinnett Stripers. The right-hander is through his warm-up tosses, and Jonathan Davis, right-hand hitting center fielder, leads off, followed by the second baseman, Jose Devers, and the shortstop, Javier Sanoja. Troy Johnston, the DH in the cleanup spot. Marty Costas, left fielder, bats fifth, and Tristan Gray, first baseman, hitting sixth. Batting seventh and playing right field, Griffin Conine. Bennett Hostetler, his AAA debut today, doing the catching, hitting eighth, first pitch of the game. Fastball up and in. Ball one, we are underway here at 12:06 local time. One of many games going on in the league. The 1-0. Line shot to third, snared by Williams, one out. So a rocket hit to third. Luke Williams reached over his cap and got it on a backhand. There's one away. Here's Jose Devers, a lefty. Jonathan Guzman, third baseman, bats ninth. And Evan Fitterer is on the mound in today's contest. Davis, Devers, Sanoja. Johnston, Costas, Gray, Conine, Hostetler, Guzman. Pitch on the way. Little roller foul down the first base side. And the count 0-1 on Jose Devers. Drake Baldwin doing the catching for Gwinnett. Over at first base, Yuli Gurriel. The 0-1 from Vine. Swing and a miss. Good slider beneath the zone. It's 0-2. Luke Waddell at second. Third baseman Luke Williams. Nacho Alvarez Jr. at short. 0-2 coming. Way outside and low with a changeup. One ball and two strikes. Alejo Lopez in left field. Luis Liberato in center playing into left center field. And Sky Bowl the deep right. 1-2. Popped up. Foul territory. Third base side. Williams, the third baseman near the sidewall. Pretty much running on the foul line. And the ball clanks off his mitt and falls into fair territory. So Devers is on at first base. That ball was certainly catchable for Luke Williams. He went back over his right shoulder. He was pretty much running on the foul line. And he just had the ball glance off his mitt. So they've scored that ahead. That's a pretty fortunate base hit. Runner on first with one out. Just underway. We're scoreless top of the first. Javier Sanoja, right-hand batter, coming in. Sun is shining. Big puffy clouds almost flat in the sky. On the canopy, here's the pitch. And a slider sears the outside corner. It's 0-1. Darius Vines, 6'1", 190-pounder, 26 years old from Oxnard, California. That's where the Dallas Cowboys have training camp every year. 0-1 in Sanoja. Here's the pitch from Vines, who holds up high on the first base side of the rubber and then spins and throws over to first to check on Devers. Jacksonville red jerseys, Jumbo Shrimp written out in white across the chest, encased in navy. Royal blue waves in the bottom of those white letters, white number beneath it, the 0-1. High fly ball left field. Lopez comes in, camps it under it, and puts it away. Two down. Devers back to first. Here's Troy Johnston, a left-hand batter. Navy number white trim on the back. No name above it. Gray pants. And navy caps, the J logo on the front. Gwinnett is wearing a jersey that's a take on the 80s-era Atlanta Braves jerseys, their parent club. So it's a white jersey with navy sleeves. The Striper fish logo in green on the sleeve. Striper scripted out in navy across the chest. First pitch to Johnston. Breaking ball downstairs. He checked his swing. It's 1-0. Navy number lime green trim beneath that. Also on the back, no name. White pants. And the cap is a white front, navy brim, navy back of the cap. And the Stripers logo on the front. One ball, no strikes. Here it comes. Outside with a changeup. 2-0. Johnston DHing today. It's really actually pretty pleasant for a day game. Sometimes you worry about it being overly hot, but 79 degrees right now. It'll get warmer, 2-0. Fastball low and away, ball three, but the high is only 88 today. That is much cooler than it's been for a lot of these games. Jumbo Shrimp have played games that are as hot as 98, 3-0. Knocked back over the screen behind home plate. It's 3-1. This is some sort of camp day. There's not a really big crowd today, but I think one of the fun things is you can look out of the stands and you can see the different colored shirts for each camp. So you've got blue, purple, yellow, green, kind of a booger shade of green. Here's the pitch. Fastball outside, ball four. So a two-out walk pushes Devers to second base. Johnston on at first. Here's Marty Costas. Scoreless in the top of the first inning. But otherwise, a lot of navy blue seats here. This is not a place that has huge crowds to begin with. And a lot of people have wondered why. This is a pretty nice ballpark. It's not incredible. Like when you're in Charlotte and you're like, whoa, this place is amazing. Durham, same thing. Here's the pitch to Costas, a righty. Swing and a miss at a slider on the outside part of the plate. It's 0-1. But it's still a nice place to watch a game, but they've never really drawn. A lot of people just think it's because the Braves are about 30, 40 minutes pending traffic down the road, and they've got a great team in the majors, the 0-1. Breaking ball in the dirt. Nice backhand by the catcher, Baldwin. A ball and a strike keeps Devers in second. Johnston in first with two outs, 0-0, top of the first inning. For Marty Costas, this has got to feel like playing a game at like 6 a.m. Yesterday, the Jumbo Shrimp had two buses to the ballpark, the 1-1. Swing and a miss and a slider on the outside corner. It's 1-2. The first bus was at 2 o'clock, and I forget who his roommate is, but whoever his roommate is on this trip said he was still sleeping at 2 o'clock. Woke up pretty soon after that. He did hit the second bus at 3. 1-2 from Vines. Here it comes. Little roller foul down the third base side, but the bus today was at 9 a.m. Marty Costas made it in plenty of time for what it's worth. But he loves his rest. He was not the last guy on the bus, nor was he even close to it, so got to credit him there. Outfield a bit the other way. 1-2 coming. Knocked back to the screen. Fallon will do it again. This is game two of a six-game set. What a contest yesterday. Max Meyer lining up with Alan Winans. Terrific pitching then from the bullpens after those two guys came out after dazzling starts. 1-2. Ground ball to third, right at Williams, who gloves it, long throw to first across the diamond in time. Side retired. No runs, a hit, and two runners left on base. Middle of the first, scoreless Jacksonville and Gwinnett. And we'll see Evan Fitterer on the mound for Jacksonville when we come back on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Hey, Jumbo Shrimp fans, are you ready for a home run in your financial game? At EverBank, we're serious about making sure your hard-earned money goes the distance. Open an EverBank Performance Savings account and score serious savings. See what you could earn at EverBank.com. EverBank. EverBank is a member of the FDIC and is a proud sponsor of the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp.
WW Game Mechanical Contractor has been an iconic part of the Jacksonville community since 1962. For over 60 years, we have provided innovative solutions for our clients, big and small, throughout Florida and Georgia. We hire and train the highest skilled workforce, ensuring each job is done correctly the first time, proving our motto that says our employees are the best in the business. Our team is on call 24/7 for your commercial and industrial, so call WW Game today at 904-388-2699.
Do you follow the Jumbo Shrimp on social media? If not, you're missing out on all the fun. You can get the latest news and updates on the organization, learn about special promotions, and view unique content from the team. Click that follow button at Jack Shrimp on Facebook, X, and Instagram. That's at on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
Back to the ballpark for more Jumbo Shrimp baseball.
Jacksonville couldn't score in the top of the first. 0-0 bottom of the first inning. Evan Fitterer, the tall right-hander, making his third AAA start in this game. Here's the lineup he'll see for Gwinnett. Nacho Alvarez Jr., the shortstop, leads off. Drake Baldwin doing the catching, batting second. Chadwick Trupp is the DH, hitting third. Yuli Gurriel, the first baseman in the cleanup spot. Luke Williams at third base, bats fifth. And Luke Waddell, second baseman, sixth. Righty-righty. Here's the pitch. Alvarez Jr. takes a fastball up high. It's ball one. Alejo Lopez, left fielder, hits seventh. Luis Liberato in center field, eighth. And Sky Bolt, the right fielder, ninth. 1-0. Swing and a miss and a fastball in the outside corner. It's 1-1. Alvarez Jr., Baldwin, Trump. Gurriel, Williams, Waddell. Lopez, Liberato, Bolt. Evan Fitterer throwing to Bennett Hostetler. These guys work together in double-A. Hostetler's first triple-A game today. Here's the 1-1. Knocked foul back to the screen behind home plate. It's 1-2. Tristan Gray at first. Second baseman Jose Devers playing up the middle. Jonathan Guzman at third. Javier Sanoja, the shortstop. Marty Costas in left. Here's the 1-2. Up and away with a fastball at 94. Two balls and two strikes. Jonathan Davis shaded the other way in right field, and Griffin Conine, or Davis in center, Conine's in right, 2-2. Swing and a miss, nice curveball in the outside corner. Strike three, Fitterer punches out Alvarez Jr. One away here, bottom of the first, we're scoreless. Here's Drake Baldwin, left-hand batting catcher. Home plate umpire today is Ty Krause. Brock Ballou, the crew chief at first, and Dexter Kelly is the third base umpire. Pitch on the way to Baldwin. Little roller foul behind the plate, and it's 0-1. Drake Baldwin, when he was growing up in Madison, Wisconsin, what do you think of when you think of Wisconsin? Here's the 0-1. A little bit outside, a ball and a strike. I mean, I think, you know, University of Wisconsin is in Madison. Cheese curds, great beer. Also hockey. And the 1-1 to Baldwin. Ground ball hit towards second. Devers to his left, gloves it, and tosses on to first. Two quick outs, but Baldwin was a terrific hockey player. He was named All-State twice in hockey. Actually led all Wisconsin high school players in goals with 43 during his junior season. So he was a terrific hockey player. Ended up playing baseball, though, in Missouri State, and now he's reached Triple-A with the Braves. Right-hand batting Chadwick Trump. Two out, nobody on. We're scoreless bottom of the first, and he takes a fastball that sizzles in for a strike in the outside corner. It's 0-1. Outfield the other way on Trump. 29-year-old backstop and the 0-1 in the way. Curveball low, a ball and a strike. He's DHing today. Guanenis, three catchers on this roster. You've got Baldwin, Trump, and Sandy Leon, who caught last night. Here's the 1-1 from Finnerer. Ground ball hit towards second. Devers ranging to his left. Bobbles recovers with his bare hand and throws it on to first. Side retired. Finnerer has been great so far in AAA. Works a 1-2-3 bottom of the first inning. Nothing across for the Stripers. Through a frame. No score. Jacksonville and Gwinnett on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Looking for a new place to hold your office meetings, corporate luncheons, holiday party, or even your pep rally? 121 Financial Ballpark will get your group away from the mundane and over to the ballpark for a refreshing and unique experience. The Jumbo Shrimp wants to help you host an unforgettable event, whether on the field, in the batting cages, wheelhouse lounge, our spacious concourse, or even a suite. We have the space for your next event. Also, with an in-house executive chef, nothing is out of the realm of possibility when it comes to food. We're happy to work with you to create the perfect menu, and if you can think it up, we can make it happen. With the prime location at the sports complex and our top-notch catering services, make your next office meeting, corporate lunch, holiday party, or pep rally a memorable experience at 121 Financial Ballpark. For more information, contact Director of Promotions and Special Events David Ratz at 904-374-74 or david@jackshrimp.com.
Kids can feel like the pros for each Sunday Jumbo Shrimp home game. The Jumbo Shrimp invite families onto the field for a pregame catch, and after the final out is recorded, kids get to run the bases at 121 Financial Ballpark. Also, each Sunday contest will feature free face painting and balloon animals. It's Sunday Family Fun Days, presented by Baptist Health, and tickets are available at jackshrimp.com. Calling the Jumbo Shrimp at 904-358-2846.
Back to the park for more Jumbo Shrimp baseball.
No score, top of the second. Darius Vines will face Grant Conine and Hostetler. 6-7-8 in the order for Jacksonville. So Tristan Gray is first. Left-hand batter. Doubled in yesterday's game. That was a terrific game, 1-1, and it was a seesaw affair in the late innings. Here's the pitch from Vines. A curveball in the dirt, it's ball one. So Jacksonville took a 2-1 lead in the top of the 10th inning. In the bottom of the 10th, Guanana had two on with two out. 1-0 on the way. Changeup outside. It's ball two. Count was 3-2 on Drake Baldwin. And Elvis Alvarado threw a pitch on the outside corner that initially was called a strike. 2-0. Fastball that time sears the outside corner at an even 90. It's 2-1. Baldwin challenged it, and the challenge is razor thin, 2-1. Ground ball to first. Gurriel, a shuffle to his right, gathers it in his gut and takes it himself to the pillow. There's one down. Here's Griffin Conine, a lefty. The challenge reversed the call, and it loaded the bases with two outs. Really, Gurriel batting, and he worked the count 3-2. And they lined the ball between third and short into left field, and with the runners going 3-2 with two outs. Here's the pitch. Fastball. Letter high strike in the outside corner, 0-1. Two runs scored in Gwinnett, one. So they had narrowly suffered a defeat, only for it to be reversed, the 0-1. Curveball outside, a ball and a strike. And for the Jumbo Shrimp, kind of a what-if game. They were 1-for-11 with runners in scoring position. The 1-1 coming. High fly ball, pretty deep to right field. Bolt going back near the wall. Goodbye. Griffin Conine socks another home run. It's his 17th of the year. A laser beam onto the berm and right in front of the apartment building. And Jacksonville grabs a 1-0 lead here in the top of the second. 107 exit velocity for Conine. And it's a great start for Jacksonville. Here's Bennett Hostetler, his first Triple-A plate appearance. Yuli Gurriel, at 40 years old and 30 days, pitched to the righty. Fastball, letter high strike in the outside corner, became the oldest Gwinnett player ever to have a walk-off hit. Can't imagine there's a lot of competition. Here's the 0-1. Ground ball to third behind the bag. Backhanded by Williams. Long throw to first is in time. And there's two down. So Hostetler retired. Here's from Bozeman, Montana. Went to North Dakota State, which is well-known athletically, mainly for football. They've had some good basketball and baseball teams over the years as well. And Hostetler's final year in North Dakota State was the Summit League Player of the Year. Right-hand batting Guzman, and he swings at the first pitch, comes up empty. Fastball in the outside corner, it's 0-1. Two out of nobody on. Jacksonville leads in 1-0, top of the second, the 0-1. Fastball a little bit low. A ball and a strike. So Conine going yard for Jacksonville off Darius Vines. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a grounder foul to the backstop behind home plate. It's 1-2. Top of the order on deck. Jonathan Davis lurking, but it's 1-2 from Vines on Guzman. Waggles the bat up high. Here's the pitch. Grounded foul down the third base side, and we'll do it again. Vines has kind of struggled this year. He's had a lot of success in the past in the Braves organization. 5.35 ERA. Now the 1-2. Fastball too high. Two balls and two strikes, but it's been a tough year for him. Vines squares his shoulders to third base. Is 2-2 on the way. Swing and a foul at home plate, and we'll do it again. This is his 13th start. Only 44 strikeouts and over 67 innings. 2-2. Swing and a miss. There's a strikeout. A slider off the plate. Guzman chased it. It's strike three. A run and a hit. Griffin Conine goes yard. Through an inning and a half, Jacksonville leads in 1-0 over Gwinnett on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The Jumbo Shrimp's proudest tradition is back. The club will be hosting 6 military appreciation nights throughout the season. On April 30th, May 25th, June 13th, July 25th, August 30th, and September 14th, active military members, veterans, and their dependents will receive free tickets in person at the Miller Electric box office in advance or day of the game. Tickets must be purchased in person at the Miller Electric box office with a military ID.
It's time for more Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball.
Jacksonville 1, Gwinnett nothing. Bottom of the second, Evan Finnerer 1-2-3. Bottom of the first, Gurriel, Williams, Waddell. Middle third of the Stripers order. Fitterer has been so good for Jacksonville in his first two starts. Riding middle of the rubber, stares in. Big guy, they list him at 6'4" in the pitch. Fastball upstairs, it's ball one. First start against Nashville, 5 shutout innings, 1-0. Breaking ball in the outside corner, it's 1-1. Then he started July 3rd against Charlotte. 2 runs on 6 hits in 7 innings. The 1-1 pitch, lasered foul down the right field line. It's 1-2. Fitterer matched a career high with 7 innings in that start. So you never know. Guy going up to a new level, what's going to happen? And he has been fantastic. 1-2. High fly ball to left field, down the line. Costas ranging over to his right in the corner. Can't get it. It lands foul near the side wall. Counts 1-2. Whoever the scoreboard operator is here, you don't want to call people out. 1-2. Little roller back to the mound. Fitterer fields it and takes a couple steps, throws it on the first one away. They are never paying attention. I don't even want to say that they're paying attention sometimes. They're never paying attention here because the count is always wrong. And on that foul ball, they made it 0-1. The guy had missed 4 pitches. Here's Luke Williams, the right-hand batter. Outfield a bit the other way in the pitch. A breaking ball strike on the outside corner. It's 0-1. You would not know it looking at the scoreboard. Now you will. Here's a pitch from Fitterer. Fastball up and away. A ball and a strike. Devers in second base playing up the middle. Sun hiding behind some clouds right now in this gorgeous Wednesday afternoon. Here's the 1-1 to Williams. Line back to the screen foul. It's 1-2. I did not know this until the other day, but Angel McQuarrie, Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp reliever, alerted me to this. Evan Fitterer is a huge reader. The 1-2, breaking ball in the dirt, 2 balls and 2 strikes. So there are guys who spend their time in the clubhouse playing cards or watching TV or playing video games. He reads. He's got a lot of books he'll bring in throughout the year. And McQuarrie looked at him as, I should do that too. And he started reading as well. 2-2. Fly ball right center field. Pretty deep. Right fielder Conine on the run looking up. This one hops over his head over the wall. Ground rule double for Luke Williams who hit that ball hard the other way. First base runner for Gwinnett. It's 1-0. Jacksonville in front here in the bottom of the second. One out for Luke Waddell. Left hand batter. Left-hand swinger from Georgia Tech. And the pitch. Fastball up and away, ball one. That's in Atlanta, so it is just a short drive away from here. But Fitterer is a really quiet guy. Back in 2021, holds up high and is 1-0 on the way to Waddell. Good changeup on the inside corner. It's 1-1. He was pitching an 8-ball that year, and the Marlins brought him up to AAA at the end of the year just so he could observe what it was like in AAA. Meanwhile, kind of interesting. 1-1. Fastball upstairs. 2 balls and 1 strike. Alejo Lopez in the on-deck circle apparently got too close to home plate for Evan Fitterer, and he asked the umpire to send Lopez back towards the on-deck circle. 2-1. And the pitch. Cutter upstairs, ball 3. So Fitterer's a really observant guy. And a guy who enjoys a good book. 3-1 on the way, and the pitch. High fly ball center field. Davis going back over his right shoulder. This ball is carrying all the way to the warning track. Davis makes the catch. Williams tags from second, heads to third. The wind is really blowing out here. And that ball got caught in the jet stream. Two outs. Here's Alejo Lopez. Left-hand batter. Runner on third and two outs. Jacksonville leads by one here in the bottom of the second. Here's the pitch from Fitterer. Fastball up and away in 95. It's ball one. Outfield pretty shallow on the other way on Lopez. Holds the bat high. Open stance. Elbow up. 1-0 from Fitterer. Sinker. Bottom of the zone. Called strike one. Ostendler sets up away. 1-1 coming. Fastball outside. Two balls and one strike. So Fitterer falling behind a little bit here in the second. Something he has not done in his first 13 innings very often in AAA. Two balls, one strike. Here it comes. Little flare. Socked towards first. Snared by Gray. Side retired. Gwinnett threatens. They can't score. No runs. A hit. One runner left on base. Through two. Jacksonville one. Gwinnett nothing. On the Jumbo Shrimp Network. Powered by FIS.
The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp are more than just a baseball team. 1-2-1 Financial Ballpark has become one of the premier family event venues in the state of Florida. In addition to 75 home games, the Jumbo Shrimp hosts movie nights, bingo nights, college and high school baseball, disc golf, fan batting practices, and more. To follow all the event happenings at 1-2-1 Financial Ballpark this year, stay tuned to jackshrimp.com and follow the Jack Shrimp on Facebook and the artist formerly known as Twitter, X. Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable, family, fun.
All Thursday Jumbo Shrimp home games are the best happy hour on the First Coast. Each Thirsty Thursday means fans can purchase $2 16-ounce and $3 24-ounce products on the Jacksonville Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Arlington Trail Rated Territory, Oasis Concession Stand, and Right Field Bleachers.
Affordable family fun never stops at 121 Financial Ballpark. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp's variety of ticket plans are designed to make sure you watch Jumbo Shrimp baseball on your schedule and save money each time you come out to the ballpark. Ticket plan member benefits include priority seating, invitations to exclusive events, discounts on parking passes and merchandise, a personal sales representative, and more. Call a friendly Jumbo Shrimp sales representative at 358-2846 for more information or visit jackshrimp.com.
It's time for more Jumbo Shrimp Baseball.
Third inning, top of the order. Jacksonville leading Gwinnett 1-0. Davis Devers Sinoha against Darius Vines. Right-hander who made his major league debut last year. The pitch. And he fires a fastball strike to the right-hand batting Jonathan Davis. 0-1. That debut came against the Rockies August 30th, 2023. The 0-1. Fastball up and in. One ball and one strike. And all Darius Vines could think about was his dad, who had passed away in the fall of 2022. The 1-1. Ground ball through the middle. Base hit. Davis, a leadoff single here in the third. Third hit for Jacksonville. Up comes Devers, a lefty. Shrimp by a run here in the top of the third inning. I think for Darius and his family, it was a really difficult thing to take. His dad had died in his sleep. Suddenly, there were no warning signs or anything like that. Here's the pitch. Little roller back to the mound. Vines fields, thinks about second. Instead, pivots and fires to first for the out. Fielder's choice, 1-3. Davis moves up into scoring position. One away, 1-0 Jacksonville, top of the third. Here's Javier Sinoha. Right-hand batter, and Vine said, he was my hero. He would always tell me, trust me, when you get there, you're going to do well. And Vines held the Rockies to two runs over six innings, earned the win in that major league debut. And not only that, he became the first visitor in Coors Field history. The pitch on the way to Sinoha, line back to the screen fellow and one to throw at least six innings while giving up two runs or fewer in his MLB debut. The other five pitchers to do it were Rockies, so he was the first visiting guy to do that. 0-1 on Sinoha. Knocked foul over the screen behind home plate. It's 0-2. There were a lot of members of his family who traveled to Denver to see him pitch who hadn't seen him pitch since high school. A lot of the Braves affiliates in the southeast. 0-2. Fly ball center field. Liberato back a few strides. Has room before the warning track makes the catch. Davis tags from second, heads to third. So he's 90 feet away with two outs. Here's Troy Johnston, a left-hand batter. And Vines, of course, from California. Darius really felt that his dad was with him that day. And he really misses his dad. I think we'd all, any of us who have suffered that, probably hope to say the same thing. Pitch to Johnston. Swing and a miss. And a breaking ball in the outside corner. It's 0-1. So that's tough. Your whole life, you've got your biggest fan, and he passes away out of nowhere. And the next year, you reach the pinnacle. Here's the 0-1. Low with a breaking ball. A ball and a strike. And you know, really need for Darius Vines to feel that his dad was with him. No balls. Should say 1-1 on Johnston. The scoreboard was wrong again. Big surprise. And a slider inside. It's 2-1. I don't know what. Whoever runs that, what are they doing? I mean, it is wrong every batter of the game. It's crazy. Two balls and one strike. The pitch. Ground ball skidding to first. Gurriel to his left. Gloves it behind the pillow. Underhand flip to Vines. Side retired. No runs. One hit. One runner left on base. Middle of the third. Jacksonville 1. Gwinnett nothing in the Jumbo Shrimp Network. Powered by FIS.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Don't strike out with getting a home loan. When it's time to buy or refinance, hit one over the fence with Union Home Mortgage. Proud sponsor of Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. At Union Home Mortgage, you're an all-star who gets the MVP treatment. Personalized loan options, world-class service, and unwavering support. Because there's no better feeling than coming home. Start your path to home ownership with a fast and easy quote today. Call 1-877-UHM-4U or go to UHM.com. Union Home Mortgage. Promises kept. Union Home Mortgage Corp. is an equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS 2229-8241 at Dow Circle West, Strongsville, Ohio 44136.
WW Game Mechanical Contractor has been an iconic part of the Jacksonville community since 1962. For over 60 years, we have provided innovative solutions for our clients, big and small, throughout Florida and Georgia. We hire and train the highest skilled workforce, ensuring each job is done correctly the first time, proving our motto that says our employees are the best in the business. Our team is on call 24/7 for your commercial and industrial, so call WW Game today at 904-388-2697.
You're tuned in to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball.
Home half of the third inning. Jacksonville in front of Gwinnett, 1-0. 8-9-1 in the Stripers' order. Liberato, Bolt, and Nacho Alvarez Jr., if anybody reaches, Drake Baldwin would come to the plate. Righty against lefty. Fitterer goes to work in the pitch to Liberato. Fastball up and in. It's ball one. Liberato was on the injured list for a decent chunk of time this year, and since coming off, he's been terrific, batting 353. Left-hand batter waggles the bat all around the 1-0. Fastball sears the outside corner. It's 1-1. He came up in AAA in the Mariners organization, actually played for Darren Brown in AAA Tacoma. Now Brown's on the other side with Jacksonville, 1-1, way inside, nearly hit Liberato, who then went on to the Padres organization and now the Atlanta Braves. It is really neat that the Braves are so close to here. Now when Jacksonville gets a guy from the major leagues, from the Marlins, the 2-1, little nubber out in front of the plate. Hostetler, the catcher, bare hand spins, fires to first. Nice play for the out. Liberato retired. One down, bottom of the third, 1-0 Jacksonville. Here's Sky Bolt. Left-hand hitter.
Sky Bolt.
It's like a 5.5-hour trip from Miami to Jacksonville, so here... Yeah, there's going to be traffic because you're driving in Atlanta, and this is just an awful city for driving in. But you know, overall, I think even with traffic, it's about 40 minutes between ballparks here. Righty against lefty. Bolt is from Atlanta, and here's the pitch. He takes a fastball, top of the zone, 94 miles per hour from Fitterer. It's 0-1. Outfield the pull. Fitterer holds his tan mitt out in front of his body. 0-1 pitch. Fastball sizzles on the outside corner, and it's 0-2. Wind has changed direction a little bit. Still blowing out pretty hard, the 0-2. Line shot left field, ranging in Costas. He's got a play and a hop. Base hit for Bolt. Second hit for the Stripers, down by a run here, bottom of the third. Top of the order, Nacho Alvarez Jr., right-hand swinger. It was blowing out to left center. Now it's blowing out to right center field. Nacho Alvarez Jr. His real first name is Ignacio. Goes by Nacho. And the pitch. Curveball fluttered behind Nacho. Slipped out of the hand of Fitterer, who wants a new baseball. It's 1-0. Good hitter on deck and Drake Baldwin. Alvarez has been off to a great start in AAA. 1-0 from Fitterer. Line foul, first base side, off the awning. It's 1-1. He's got hits in 17 of his first 22 games with Gwinnett. Hitting .330, a .960 OPS. Alvarez from California went to a JUCO out there, throw to first to check on Bolt. Got to be careful with Gwinnett. This is one of the most prolific stolen base teams in the minor leagues. They are third in AAA with 126 stolen bases, nearly three times as many as Jacksonville has. One ball, one strike. Here it comes. Left it foul. First base side and out of play. It's 1-2. The scoreboard here still says 0-0 on the count. What is that person doing? Sometimes I want to just go a few rooms down the hall here in the press box and figure out what the heck is going on. The 1-2. High fly ball deep to left. Down the line. Costas ranging back in the corner. That ball is foul. Would have been a homer if it stayed fair. And we'll do the 1-2 again. So who's ever doing the scoreboard, they've now missed four pitches. What is going on? Every batter it's like this here. You can't find anybody better than this. I mean, all you got to do is hit ball or strike after you watch the pitch. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with a 95-mile-per-hour heater up high. Strike three. Second punch out for Fitterer. Two down here in the third. And here's Drake Baldwin, a left-hand batter. The scoreboard still doesn't have two outs. Runner on first base. 1-0 Jacksonville. Bottom of the third. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Good heater in near the hands. Fitterer got Baldwin to chase. And it's 0-1. Third baseman Guzman off the line and back. Small lead at first for Bolt, who does run well. Here's the 0-1. Fastball up and away, a ball and a strike. Guanana has stolen those 126 bases, again, third most in the league on an 83% success rate. That is sixth best in AAA. So it's really impressive what they've been able to do. Here's the 1-1. High fly ball deep to right field. Conine turns around and watches it go. Drake Baldwin is socked a long home run. His sixth in 23 games here at AAA. And Gwinnett grabs a 2-1 lead here in the bottom of the third. That ball was 407 feet, 110 exit velocity for Drake Baldwin. He is some hitter. Playing in the Futures game this weekend. And it's a two-run shot. Gwinnett's got the advantage. So here's Chadwick Tromp already. And the pitch from Fitterer. Fastball, low and away. It's ball one. That was a no-doubt home run. There's a bunch of kids on the berm, and Conine just turned around and watched him chase after the ball. Pitch, curveball, strike on the outer part of the plate. It's 1-1. Baldwin got a curveball from Fitterer and crushed it. Here's the 1-1. Cutter up and away. Two balls and one strike. Second baseman Devers up the middle. Here's the 2-1 from Fitterer. Line shot center field. Davis back over his left shoulder near the track. Has a play, reels it in. Side retired. Few hard hit balls in the inning against Evan Fitterer, including a two-run homer for Drake Baldwin. Two runs, two hits, nobody left. End of three, Gwinnett 2, Jacksonville 1 on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
When injury or trouble finds you, what do you look for in a lawyer? A lawyer recognized as a board-certified expert in civil trial? What about a lawyer who doesn't look to charge you for every stamp, photocopy, or mile traveled? What if I told you we offer both, and an attorney will personally meet with you? I'm John Phillips. Give me a call, 444-4444, or visit floridajustice.com. Office is Jacksonville, Jacksonville Beach.
Hey, Jumbo Shrimp fans, are you ready for a home run in your financial game? At EverBank, we're serious about making sure your hard-earned money goes the distance. Open an EverBank Performance Savings account and score serious savings. See what you could earn at EverBank.com. EverBank, advance. EverBank is a member of the FDIC and is a proud sponsor of the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp.
Where else would you rather blast off your weekend? Always a favorite on the Jumbo Shrimp promotional calendar, Friday Night Fireworks at 121 Financial Ballpark will light up the sky. Join the Jumbo Shrimp and Miller Lite for Friday Night Lights with $2 12-ounce Miller Lite and $1 off all other craft beer in the craft gate for every Friday home game. The Jumbo Shrimp will be ring red on Redshirt Friday and also encourage the fans to do the same to support the military. Fans who wear red save $1 off your ticket at the Miller Electric box office or can donate that dollar to charity. Friday nights at 121 Financial Ballpark are a blast with the Jumbo Shrimp. Get your tickets today on jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric box office at 904-358-28. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. Affordable family fun.
You're tuned in to the Jumbo Shrimp Radio Network.
Gwinnett leads 2-1. This is the 444-444 fourth inning, brought to you by the law offices of Phillips, Hunt, and Walker. Vines first pitch to Costas, righty to righty. Lifted foul over the screen behind home plate. It's 0-1. Be sure to visit floridajustice.com. The number to call is 904-444-4444. Phillips, Hunt, and Walker committed to justice. So Gwinnett leads 2-1 here in the top of the fourth. Costas, Gray, and Conine, the 0-1 from Vines. Wave and a miss. Good fastball in the outside corner. 0-2. Darius Vines went to St. Bonaventure High School in California. Won a couple league championships there. The 0-2. Fastball up high. One ball and two strikes. Began its collegiate career at a really good baseball school in Arizona, Yavapai College. 1-2 coming. Fly ball left field. Not all that deep. Lopez over to his right. Now he backs up a bit. Puts it away near his left shoulder. One out here in the fourth. Here's Tristan Gray, a left-hand batter. They kind of use, really interestingly, Vines as a starter but also a closer. So he went 7-4 in 12 starts. Three of those were complete games, including one complete game shutout. Here's the pitch. Ground ball to first. High hop into the mid of Gurriel. Veers to his left to the pillow. And there's two quick outs. Shrimp down a run here in the fourth. Up comes Griffin Conine, a left-hand hitter. He also had a couple of saves. So it was really interesting how they used him. Transferred from there to Cal State Bakersfield. The pitch to Conine. Fastball, top of the zone, strike one. Pretty solid numbers there. The pitch, line to right field. Base hit, another knock for Conine, who's turning 27 years old tomorrow. He's two for two. He's got half of the four hits for Jacksonville. Down a run here, top of the fourth. Here's Bennett Hostetler. Right-hand batter. His only scholarship offer was to North Dakota State. And he went there, had an amazing career for the Bison. And here's the pitch from Vines. Fastball up and away to the righty. It's ball one. It is pronounced Bison, not Bison. They're very particular about it. Outfield a bit the other way, and they have reason to be so. They've got a great fan base, 1-0. A little bit low. Two balls and no strikes, a change up there. North Dakota State, football-wise, they play in the Fargo Dome. And it's one of the best atmospheres, not just in the FCS, but in the entire nation, all of college football. Place is out of control. Two balls and no strikes, they pack it out. And the pitch, breaking ball in the dirt. Hostetler couldn't check his swing, it's 2-1. When North Dakota State takes the field before the game, you ever see the Kansas basketball video, their hype video? It's like widely regarded if you're a college basketball fan. Go look it up if you've got a moment today. It's really cool. 3-0. Or excuse me, the 2-1. Scoreboard had me wrong. A called strike on the outside corner. It's 2-2. Runner on first and two outs. Jacksonville down a run here, top of the fourth. 2-2. Here's the pitch from Vines. And the pitch just missed outside. Count is full. So anyway, it's kind of like that style of video. It just flashes a whole bunch of images, and it's got this dramatic music. And, of course, North Dakota State is kind of like Kansas basketball. They're winning national championships left and right. 3-2, runner goes. Pitch is banged through the hole, left side, base hit. Conine runs second, heading for third. Lopez's throw is late, and there's runners on the corners with two outs. Jacksonville trying to tie here in the top of the fourth inning as Jonathan Guzman bats. First triple-A hit for Bennett Hostetler. The lights are off, and all this while, the crowd is just going crazy. And they're in a frenzy by the time the Bison take the field. And then from there, it's just a loud house. And I mean, people are screaming and going crazy the entire 60 minutes of action. It is so much fun to watch a game. Pitch on the way, wave and a miss. A breaking ball off the plate. Guzman chased it, and it's 0-1. So Hostetler went there for baseball. They play outdoors in North Dakota to start the year. That is not easy. He had an amazing career there. No balls in one strike. A throw to first chases Hostetler back in. When he's used to the cold weather, he's from Bozeman, Montana. Hostetler, his final year in North Dakota State, hit 394. The 0-1, fastball top of the zone, called strike two. That was 22nd in the nation. Second most hits in a single year in North Dakota State. Second most RBIs, second most total bases. 0-2, line back to the screen, foul, and we'll do it again. Pretty remarkable because, again, North Dakota State was the only school that offered him a scholarship, and he just went to Fargo And he said, all I wanted to do is prove myself to everybody who believed in me. And he said, 0-2 again. Breaking ball in the dirt. Check swing. He did not go. Charging home. Conine. And the tag put down by Baldwin. Side retired. So the ball got away. Not all that far away from Baldwin. A little bit behind Guzman, the right-hand batter. Conine came charging in from third. Baldwin picked up the ball and just tagged him out. And that's that for Jacksonville in the fourth inning. They threaten, but they can't score. No runs, two hits, one runner left on base. Middle of the fourth, 2-1 Gwinnett on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Every Saturday home game at 121 Financial Ballpark means you can be going home with something special. The first 2,000 fans through the gates each Saturday receive an awesome Jumbo Shrimp themed giveaway. From t-shirts, socks, and hoodies, to bobbleheads, beach blankets, backpacks, mugs, and more, the Jumbo Shrimp Saturday giveaway lineup features something for everyone. For ticket next giveaway on the Jumbo Shrimp promotional calendar, please visit jackshrimp.com.
Whether you're getting a group of friends together or entertaining your clients and employees, 121 Financial Ballpark is the place to be. Whether it's for hosting birthday parties, corporate outings, team building activities, civic organization events, or just getting people together, the Jumbo Shrimp have the perfect setup for a memorable group experience for fans of all ages. With special group ticket rates and beautiful group areas throughout 121 Financial Ballpark, for more information, please call a friendly Jumbo Shrimp ticket representative at 904-358-2846 for Jumbo Shrimp Group and all season long at 121 Financial Ballpark.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, we share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
All right, Crustacean Nation, it's time to turn your radio dials up. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp are on the air.
Welcome back into the 444-444 fourth inning, brought to you by the law offices of Phillips, Hunt, and Walker. Be sure to visit floridajustice.com. Number to call, 904-444-4444. Phillips, Hunt, and Walker committed to justice. Pitch from Fitterer. The Gurriel, breaking ball outside, ball one to begin the bottom of the fourth. Gwinnett 2, Jacksonville 1. Gurriel, Williams, Waddell, middle third of the order. Here's the 1-0 from Fitterer. A cutter outside. Two balls and no strikes. Outfield to pull on the right-hand batting, Yuli Gurriel, who at 40 years old is still going. It's really cool to watch him still play the 2-0. Fastball upstairs, ball three. A member of a lot of those terrific Houston Astros teams over the years, and a Cuban baseball legend in the first base dugout. The 3-0 up and in, ball four. Four pitch walk. Gurriel is on. Here's Luke Williams, a right hand batter. Victor Mesa Jr., Jacksonville outfielder, is in the first base dugout. He has today off. His favorite all time player besides his dad, Yuli Gurriel. They've gotten to know each other a little bit. Victor Mesa Jr. said he's my hero. They're separated by about 18 years. Here's the pitch. Line back to the screen, fallow and one by Williams. So how about that? Yuli Gurriel is 18 years older than Victor Mesa Jr. And they're playing here in AAA. It's really cool he's still going. Gwinnett's had a few older guys in their history. Five 40-plus old players now. A pitch clock violation on Fitterer. Cat will be 1-1. Gurriel is the only position player. Tom Glavine was the oldest in 2009. Two starts with Gwinnett. Miguel Bautista in 2012 was 41. Jesse Chavez last year was 40. 1-1 pitch. Way outside with a fastball. Two balls and one strike. And Takashi Saito, remember him? In 2010, he was 40 years old pitching for Gwinnett. So it's just really cool to see Gurriel still doing this. And now time is called. And Jeremy Powell, the pitching coach, is wandering out of the first base dugout. So Fitterer A four-pitch walk is very rare. And a pitch clock violation, also very rare for him. And Jeremy Powell wants to talk it over. Gwinnett 2, Jacksonville 1. Bottom of the fourth inning. A lot of games going on in the league early today. Bottom of the fourth, about 3.5 hours east of here, where Jacksonville came from. Charlotte Knights are hosting the Durham Bulls. It's 1-0 Bulls. Bottom of the fourth inning. Joe Rock has pitched pretty well so far for Durham. Top of the third in Massachusetts. Rochester is off to an amazing start in the second half. They're 11-2, and they lead at Worcester 3-1. Toledo and Omaha starting up in a matter of minutes in Nebraska. 2 balls and 1 strike here. And the pitch. Line back to the screen foul. It's 2-2. 1:35 first pitch. Columbus plays at Indianapolis. Luis Sessa goes for the Indians. Everybody else later tonight. Scranton Wilkes-Barre at Syracuse, 6:35. Same first pitch in Louisville. Bats hosting St. Paul. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Here's the pitch. Wave and a miss. Nice changeup inside, strike 3. Third punch out for Fitterer. 1 down, bottom of the fourth. Here's Luke Waddell.
The second baseman, Luke Waddell.
Runner on first, 1 out. 2-1 Gwinnett here in the bottom of the fourth. 7:05 in Pennsylvania. Lehigh Valley hosting Buffalo. Nick Nelson goes for the Iron Pigs, who visit Jacksonville in a few weeks. The pitch. Fastball sears the outside corner. It's 0-1. July 30th, that series begins. 7:35 in Nash, Vegas. Nashville hosting Iowa. Here's the 0-1. Grounded foul down the first base side. It's 0-2. And Norfolk plays in Memphis tonight. Bruce Zimmerman, Michael McGreevy. Pretty decent pitching matchup at 8:05 Eastern time. Marlins and Astros, game 2 of that series. 0-2 now, the pitch. Fastball, top of the zone, outside corner, called strike 3. And Waddell issues our first challenge of the game. So they throw it up on the video board in right field. And that pitch was too high, so Waddell was successful. So Gwinnett does not lose a challenge. 1-2. Brian Hoehn gets the start against Framber Valdez. Good pitching matchup. 8:10 Eastern time. First pitch down deep in the heart of Texas. Marlins and Astros. 1-2. Breaking ball outside. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Elsewhere in the Marlins organization, FCL Marlins playing the FCL Astros. It's 1-0 FCL Astros, top of the fourth inning. Low A Jupiter also in action. Right now, here's the 2-2. Fastball just missed a pie. Count is full. They trail Pirates affiliate Bradenton 12-4, bottom of the eighth. 7:35 first pitches. IA Beloit hosting Twins affiliate Cedar Rapids. And AA Pensacola playing an Angels affiliate Rocket City. 3-2. Fastball too high. Ball 4. Now Fitterer wants to challenge. So interesting that it comes from the pitcher. Osteller, though, it's his first challenge game of his career. That pitch was way upstairs. So second walk of the inning pushes Gurriel to second base. Waddell on at first, and Jacksonville loses their first challenge. Here's Alejo Lopez. 1 out. Gwinnett trying to add to a 2-1 lead. Gwinnett, the AAA affiliate of the Braves. Here's the pitch. Change up, flutters outside. It's ball 1. Atlanta in second place in the National League East. It's been kind of foreign to them for a lot of the last 30 years or so. And the 1-0, way inside. It's ball 2. Braves are out in Arizona tonight. Charlie Morton gets the start for the 51-39 Braves. 9:40 first pitch. 2-0. Fastball high again, ball three. Boy, Fitterer really struggling here in the fourth inning. Elsewhere in the Braves organization, High A Rome. 7 o'clock first pitch against Greenville. Here's the 3-0 on Lopez. Fastball up and in, ball four. Third walk of the inning. The bases are loaded with one out for Luis Liberato. Gwinnett leads by one, looking to pad that lead. Infield will play back, hoping to turn two. Big spot early on in this game. Here's the pitch. Good breaking ball in the outside corner. It's 0-1. Fitterer holds up high. 0-1 coming. Check swing, high fastball. He did not go around. A ball and a strike. Low A Augusta hosting Fayetteville, an Astros affiliate, also at 7:05, and Double A Mississippi against Birmingham White Sox affiliate, 7:35 tonight. The 1-1, low one away with a changeup, two balls and one strike, and now the Jacksonville bullpen is getting active. Fitterer just threw his 70th pitch. Two balls, one strike. Here comes to Liberato. Fastball, low ball three. So Fitterer out of 71 pitches, 37 strikes and 34 balls. 3-1. Line back to the screen foul. It's full. Bases loaded, one out. Two to one, Gwinnett, bottom of the fourth. Angel McQuarrie is the right-hander up in the bullpen for Jacksonville. 3-2. Here comes. Way upstairs, ball four. Fourth walk of the inning and forces in a run, and Gwinnett leads 3-1. Gurriel scores from third. Waddell goes from second to third. Lopez first to second, Liberato on at first, and that's going to do it for Evan Fitterer. So he really just fell apart here in this fourth inning. Four walks in one frame. That is a season high for Jacksonville. And he departs after three and a third inning, so his first kind of rockier start of the year. Bases loaded, one out. Angel McQuarrie is coming in. We'll tell you about the new Jacksonville Hurler when we come back on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
The Bi-Star Credit Union Souvenir Store has all the Jumbo Shrimp shirts, jerseys, hats, sweatshirts, collectibles, novelties, and the biggest hat collection in all of minor league baseball. Located on the concourse behind home plate, the Bi-Star Credit Union Souvenir Store stays open until the end of each Jumbo Shrimp home game, and is also open during the week from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on non-game days. Fans can also shop online at jackshrimp.com/shop. Get all your officially licensed Jumbo Shrimp gear at the Vistar Credit Union Souvenir Store.
Every Saturday home game at 121 Financial Ballpark means you can be going home with something special. The first 2,000 fans through the gates each Saturday receive an awesome Jumbo Shrimp themed giveaway. From t-shirts, socks, and hoodies, to bobbleheads, beach blankets, backpacks, mugs, and more, the Jumbo Shrimp Saturday giveaway lineup features something for everyone. For tickets and to see the next giveaway on the Jumbo Shrimp promotional calendar, please visit jackshrimp.com.
The Jumbo Shrimp's proudest tradition is back. The club will be hosting 6 military appreciation nights throughout the season. On April 30th, May 25th, June 13th, July 25th, August 30th, and September 14th, active military members, veterans, and their dependents will receive free tickets in person at the Miller Electric box office in advance or day of the game. Tickets must be purchased in person at the Miller Electric box office with a military ID.
It's time for more Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball.
A run already in for Gwinnett, all via walks here in the bottom of the fourth inning. 3-1 Stripers. Angel McQuarrie, the new pitcher, 6'2", 250-pounder from Venezuela. And it's a difficult situation. Sky Bolt is the left-hand batter. Bases loaded, one out. Four walks in the inning for Evan Finderer, who is done after 3 1/3 frames. McQuarrie, third base out of the rubber. Deep breath. Low leg kick and a fastball upstairs to Bolt. It's ball one. 10 appearances for McQuarrie. He's 1-0, ERA of an even 3. 15 innings, the 1-0 pitch, way up and away with a breaking ball. Ball two, 13 hits allowed, 9 walks, 14 strikeouts. He was going to start on Saturday in Charlotte. 2 balls, no strikes. Here's the pitch. Low and in, ball three, nowhere to put Bolt. Well, that game was washed away. At the time, he would have been the 15th different starting pitcher for Jacksonville in the last 26 games. 3-0 on Bolt, the 9-hole hitter in the pitch. Fastball down the middle, strike one. Top of the order on deck, a dangerous top of the order. 3 balls and 1 strike, here it comes. Fastball and high in the air, pretty deep to left field. Costas going back, edge of the warning track, has a play, makes the catch. The runner on third base, Waddell, tags and scores. The throw goes to third, keeps Lopez at second, Liberato at first. Sacrifice fly for Bolt. Gwinnett leads 4-1 here in the fourth. So first and second, two outs. And Nacho Alvarez, right-hand batter, strolling in. Righty against righty. Here's the pitch. Fastball up and in, ball one. Gwinnett leads it 4-1 here in the bottom of the fourth. The 1-0, way upstairs, ball two. Nacho Alvarez Jr., 0-6 in this series, but they've been raving about this guy. Former fifth-round pick of the Braves, who's done nothing but hit his entire minor league career. And he's rapidly gotten to AAA. 2-0 from McQuarrie. High fly ball, deep to left, down the line. If it's fair, it's gone. It's fair. It's a 3-run home run. Nacho Alvarez Jr. blows it open here in the bottom of the fourth inning. And Gwinnett takes a 7-1 lead on the sixth home run for Alvarez Jr. A scorched ball off the stone wall beyond the outfield wall. 102 exit velocity. 375-foot home run. And here's the eighth man to hit in the inning, Drake Baldwin. That was the first hit of the frame. 5-run inning for Gwinnett. And the pitch from McQuarrie. Fastball sears the outside corner. It's 0-1. So a disastrous fourth for Jacksonville. They find themselves down by 6 runs now. No balls in the strike. Here it comes to Baldwin. A little bit low with a fastball. 1 ball, 1 strike. So Nacho Alvarez Jr. A long 3-run homer. Here's the 1-1. Fastball outside. It's ball two. Outfield the pull. 2-1 for McQuarrie. Breaking ball up and away, ball three. This inning really turned on a challenge, similar to the bottom of the 10th yesterday when Jacksonville thought they had the game won, and the challenge turned from a strikeout to a walk to load the bases. Here's the 3-1. Lined over the screen behind home plate, 3-2. Luke Waddell initially was called out on strikes. He challenged it. It was overturned and ended up walking, and Gwinnett has scored 5 runs, partially as a result. 3-2. Line shot down the left field line. Base hit. Cut off by Costas. Holds Baldwin to a single. Here's the ninth man to bat is Chadwick Trump. That is six base runners in the inning. 7-1 Gwinnett. They have scored five times here in the bottom of the fourth. Righty versus righty. Outfield a bit the other way. And the pitch. Fastball outside ball one. The final line is in for Fitterer. Six runs on three hits in 3 1/3 innings. Four walks and three strikeouts. No walks until this inning, and he walked four. 1-0. Swing and a miss. Good slider in the outside corner. It's 1-1. Gurriel, who led off this frame, is on deck. Here's the 1-1. Fastball sears the outside corner. It's 1-2. McQuarrie holds to the belt. 1-2. Looped foul over the screen behind home plate, and we'll do it again. It's a 7-1 Gwinnett lead. Two out and a runner on first. Bottom of the fourth. 1-2. Here's the pitch. Knocked foul down the right field line and out of play. McQuarrie about to throw his 20th pitch of the inning. So Gwinnett has made him work. And you'd figure Jacksonville would love some length out of McQuarrie here. Here's the 1-2. High fly ball, shallow left, down the line. Guzman, the third baseman, ranging out. And he can't get it. This one lands in the seats. We'll do it once more. Seventh pitch of the plate appearance. Gwinnett has turned things around. Baldwin, a two-run homer in the third. And then a five-run fourth inning. Bases loaded, walk, sacrifice fly. Three-run Nacho Alvarez Jr. home run. Another 1-2. Low and away with a slider. Two balls and two strikes. Even stance for Trump. Red batting gloves, elbow up. 2-2 from McQuarrie, the pitch. Ground ball right side. Devers, the second baseman, to his left. Gobbles it up. Tosses on to first, and the inning is finally over. But Gwinnett picks up five runs and only two hits. Big blow, a three-run Nacho Alvarez bomb. And through four, the Stripers lead it 7-1 on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Join Vistar Credit Union during every Wednesday Jumbo Shrimp home game at 121 Financial Ballpark. The Jumbo Shrimp and Vistar Credit Union will partner with local nonprofits to raise awareness and funds throughout the night via ticket sales. Additionally, Vistar Credit Union members can take advantage of a buy one, get one ticket special each Wednesday when showing their Vistar credit or debit card at the Miller Electric box office. It's Vistar. Good is everywhere Wednesdays at 121 Financial Ballpark.
The Vistar Credit Union Souvenir Store has all the Jumbo Shrimp shirts, jerseys, hats, sweatshirts, collectibles, novelties, and the biggest hat collection in all of minor league baseball. Located on the concourse behind home plate, the Vistar Credit Union Souvenir Store stays open until the end of each Jumbo Shrimp home game, and is also open during the week from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on non-game days. Fans can also shop online at jackshrimp.com/shop. Get all your officially licensed Jumbo Shrimp gear at the Vistar Credit Union Souvenir Store.
Affordable family fun never stops at 121 Financial Ballpark. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp's variety of ticket plans are designed to make sure you watch Jumbo Shrimp baseball on your schedule and save money each time you come out to the ballpark. Ticket plan member benefits include priority seating, invitations to exclusive events, discounts on parking passes and merchandise, a personal sales representative, and more. Call a friendly Jumbo Shrimp sales representative at 904-358-2846 for more information or visit jackshrimp.com.
Back to the ballpark for more Jumbo Shrimp baseball.
9-1 and 2 due up for Jacksonville. Top of the fifth inning. They trail Gwinnett 7-1. Guzman, Davis, Devers. Disastrous fourth. Jacksonville had second and third two out. A runner thrown out at the plate on a pitch that got away not all that far from home plate. The offering here. Fastball down and in, ball one. And then four walks to the first five batters in the bottom of the fourth inning. So one of those forced in a run. 1-0. Knocked foul over the screen behind home plate, 1-1. A sacrifice fly and a three-run home run. And just like that, Gwinnett added five to their lead. It's 7-1 as we start the fifth inning. Outfield a bit the other way. One ball and one strike. Vines to Guzman. Here's the pitch. High fly ball right center field. Not very deep. Liberato, the center fielder, gliding back. And puts it away. There's one out. Here's Jonathan Davis, the right-hand hitter.
The center fielder, Jonathan Davis.
Righty against righty. And the pitch. Fastball upstairs. It's ball one. Throwing some t-shirts to some of the camps here. Fastball in the outside corner. It's 1-1. These things are always a lot of fun. You get a good energy in the ballpark. And I love looking at the different colored shirts. 1-1 pitch. Line shot. Deep right center field. Liberato, center fielder, galloping back. Looks up. This one hops against the wall. Davis loses his helmet as he rounds first. Stops at second. One out double. His second hit of the game. Here's Jose Devers. Jacksonville's got a big mountain to climb. You've got a bunch of different green colors here today. A light blue, a royal blue, a yellow, a pink, a black. It's all different kinds of camps here in attendance. Good field trip day, or camp trip day, I guess. Here's Devers' left-hand hitter, and the pitcher Vines. Change up, floats over the outside corner. Called strike one. Outfield deep into pull. A one from Vines. Hooked in a line, fouled on the right field line and out of play. And it's 0-2. This is Jacksonville's final series here in 2024, the 0-2. Fastball inside for ball one. They do wrap up the season against Gwinnett, September 17th through the 22nd. Feels like a long way away, but it's only 2 months and a week away. This is game number 88 today of the season. 1-2. Reach for high fly ball, shallow left. Lopez angles in, shoulder square to left field, reaches up, makes the catch. Two down. Davis remains in second. Here's Sanoha. Runner on second and two out. Stripped down by six. Here's the pitch. A foul over the screen behind home plate. It's 0-1. Javier Sanoha, there are nearly 300 hitters in this league with at least 100 plate appearances this year. 0-1. upstairs with a slider, but a called strike. It's 0-2. He's got the highest opposite field rate, nearly 50% of the time hitting the ball the other way. Third lowest swinging strike rate. He swings and misses only 3.3% of the time. 0-2. Breaking ball in the dirt, and he was able to check his swing. So we'll do it again. And against Shinoha, it's interesting that he goes the other way so often, and Gwinnett's infield plays him to pull the ball. Second baseman Waddell is playing up the middle. Gurriel off the line at first. Still a big hole right side. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss. A slider beneath the zone. Strike three. Side retired. Second punch out for Vines. Jacksonville turned away in the fifth. No runs, a hit. One left. Middle of the fifth. Halfway home. All Gwinnett. 7-1 on the Jumbo Shrimp Network. Powered by FIS.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Whether you're getting a group of friends together or entertaining your clients and employees, 121 Financial Ballpark is the place to be. Whether it's for hosting birthday parties, corporate outings, team building activities, civic organization events, or just getting people together, the Jumbo Shrimp have the perfect setup for a memorable group experience for fans of all ages. With special group ticket rates and beautiful group areas throughout 121 Financial Ballpark, for more information, please call a friendly Jumbo Shrimp ticket representative at 904-358-2846 for Jumbo Shrimp group and picnic specials all season long at 121 Financial Ballpark.
The Jumbo Shrimp's proudest tradition is back. The club will be hosting 6 military appreciation nights throughout the season on April 30th, May 25th, June 13th, July 25th, August 30th, and September 14th. Active military members, veterans, and their dependents will receive free tickets in person at the Miller Electric box office in advance or day of the game. Tickets must be purchased in person at the Miller Electric box office with a military ID.
Back to the park for more Jumbo Shrimp Baseball.
Home half of the fifth, 7-1 Gwinnett. Gurriel, Williams, Waddell. They led off the 5-run fourth inning. And the Stripers send 9 to the plate in that frame. Righty-righty, McQuarrie's pitch. Cutter outside, ball one. Angel McQuarrie was telling me something really interesting yesterday. He's always wanted to play the piano. The 1-0, swing and a miss. Had a slider on the outside corner. It's 1-1. And so for a long time, he actually played the piano on an app on his phone with 3 fingers. Here's the 1-1. Low with a fastball, 2 balls and 1 strike. His friend noticed this and said, do you want me to get you a piano? He said, no. 2-1. Liner in the air to left. Down the line. Base hit. Gurriel is on for the second time. Lead off single here in the fifth inning. Here's Luke Williams, a right-hand batter. Jacksonville trailing by 6. But his friend bought McQuarrie a really cheap piano, and he began taking lessons in the offseason and absolutely loved it. And so McQuarrie, he wants to pick that up this offseason. Here's the pitch. Fastball up and away, ball one, but it's one of those interests he didn't think he would love, and now he's got a huge passion for. In addition to reading, he watched Evan Finnerer come into the clubhouse with books all the time, and he said, you know what? That would be really cool. I should do that. 1-0. Swing and a miss at a fastball in the outside corner. It's 1-1, and so he picked up what's arguably the greatest, most successful series of all time, Harry Potter. And so he picked up the Harry Potter books, and he's been reading. I think he's about halfway through the 4th book right now, and he loves it. 1-1. Popped up. Behind first, Gray, the first baseman, ranging back into shallow right, still going. Second baseman, Devers, going out, it can't get it. It lands in for a base hit. Gurriel goes to second, and the first two are on here in the fifth for Gwinnett, up by 6 runs. Here's Luke Waddell. So a dying quail down the right field line. The wind pushed that fair. Righty-lefty, pitcher McQuarrie. Fastball a little bit low, it's ball one. But he said, just picking up a book is something I have come to enjoy immensely. 1-0 coming on the way to Waddell. Ground ball in the second. Devers diving stop to his left. Throws him his backside to second. Nice play for the fours. Fielder's choice 4-6. Gurriel goes second to third. It's a heck of a job by Devers. A hard hit ground ball to his left. He smothered it. And then from his back, he fired to second accurately. First and third, one out here in the fifth. 7-1. Here's Alejo Lopez. And the pitch. Fastball sizzles over the inside corner, 0-1. And McQuarrie loved the Harry Potter movies as a kid. He said he's watched them so many times. His favorite character is Snape. The 0-1. Line shot, center field, that's a base hit. Gurriel scores from third. Waddell stops at second. RBI single, Lopez. It's 8-1 Gwinnett here in the fifth inning. Ball was really softly struck, 73 miles per hour exit velocity. The average is around upper 80s or so, and well, nobody said you had to hit it hard, just that you had to hit it. And it's 8-1. Liberato, left-hand hitter. And the pitch from McQuarrie, swing and a miss at a high fastball. It's 0-1. McQuarrie, also a huge baseball fan, obviously, as a kid. He loved Miguel Cabrera. 0-1. Swinging a liner foul back to the screen. It's 0-2. From Venezuela, that makes a ton of sense. Oh, 2. Here's the pitch. Upstairs to the fastball for ball one. Austin Kitchen is starting to throw in the Jacksonville bullpen. First and second, one out. Gwinnett batting, bottom of the fifth, up by 7. 1-2. Looped in the air, foul. Over the screen behind home plate. And we'll do it again. One, two, once more for McQuarrie. The pitch. Up and away. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Hostetler sets up away. 2-2 coming. High fly ball center field. Not deep. Davis comes in to his left. Plucks the ball out of the air. 2 down. Waddell back to second. Lopez the same to first. Here's Sky Bolt, the 9-hole hitter.
The right fielder, Sky Bolt.
Eight to one. Gwinnett in front. Bottom of the fifth. First and second and 2 outs. McQuarrie's pitch to Bolt. way outside with a curveball. It's ball one. You wonder if Kitchen is loosening now. You've got another right-hander on deck, which would match up against McQuarrie. 1-0. Line foul to the netting behind the plate. It's 1-1. Would this be it, or would you save Kitchen for Baldwin, who's due up after Alvarez Jr.? I mean, in the game that's 8-1, it doesn't really matter. And ball one strike. Here it comes. Line back to the screen. Foul 1-2. Obviously, Jacksonville would prefer just to retire Bolt here and be done with it here in the fifth inning. One, two, here it comes. Outside with a curveball, two balls and two strikes. Two on and two out, first and second for Gwinnett, batting bottom of the fifth and leading 8-1. Two, two from McQuarrie. Wave and a miss, fastball in near the hand, strike three, side retired. Gwinnett picks up a run on three hits. They leave a pair through five. All stripers, 8-1 on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Your best friend in baseball. Does it get any better? Here's something that will make you bark. Forever Vets Canines and Crustaceans Dog Days return to 121 Financial Ballpark in 2024. Fans are encouraged to bring their furry friend on April 21st, May 14th, June 12th, July 30th, and September 18th. Dogs are admitted free as long as their human companion buys a ticket. If dogs are not your style, the Jumbo Shrimp will also hold a Purr in the Park Cat Day on May 28th, when cats are admitted to 121 Financial Ballpark for free with the purchase of one ticket by their human companion. Throw your buddy a bone and head to the park. Tickets are available on www.jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric Box Office at 904-358-2846.
Where else would you rather blast off your weekend? Always a favorite on the Jumbo Shrimp promotional calendar, Friday Night Fireworks at 121 Financial Ballpark will light up the sky. Join the Jumbo Shrimp and Miller Lite for Friday Night Lights with $2 12-ounce Miller Lite and $1 off all other craft beer in the craft gate for every Friday home game. The Jumbo Shrimp will be ring red on Redshirt Friday and also encourage the fans to do the same to support the military. Fans who wear red save $1 off their ticket at the Miller Electric box office, or can donate that dollar to charity. Friday nights at 121 Financial Ballpark are a blast with the Jumbo Shrimp. Get your tickets today on jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric box office at 904-358-2846. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
It's time for more Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball.
8-1 Gwinnett, top of the sixth. Darius Bynes has been pretty sharp so far. Middle third of the order. Johnston, Costas, and Gray. Bond so far has scattered six hits. The lone run was a Conine homer back in the second. Righty-lefty with Johnston, the pitch. Popped up, bunt, and the third baseline. Vines the pitcher into foul territory, makes the catch and a jog. One pitch and one out to begin the sixth inning. Here's Marty Costas. For what it's worth, Austin Kitchen has sat down in the Jumbo Shrimp bullpen, so you wonder if he's maybe done. And McQuarrie would go back out there for the bottom of the sixth. We'll find out. 8-1 Gwinnett, game two of this six-game series. Pitch to Costas. He takes a fastball outside ball one. Vine's about to deliver his 80th pitch of the game. He's been really good today. 1-0. Up and away with a fastball. Ball two. 7:05 first pitch tomorrow. We're back on ESPN 690 and ESPN690.com. Valente Bayozo, Zach Logue, pitching matchup. 2-0. Fastball strike on the outside corner. It's 2-1. And our coverage starts at 6:50. It'll be the third game of a six-game series. Two balls and one strike. One out, nobody on. Shrimp down by a touchdown here. In the top of the sixth, there's the 2-1. Inside with a fastball, ball three. Vines has only walked one in this game, and it came back in the first. Three balls, one strike. Up and in, ball four. Costas draws a free pass here in the sixth. Here's Tristan Gray. Infield back in double play depth. Outfield deep in the other way. And the pitch. Ground ball back up the box behind second. Hits off the pillow and kicks into center field. Costas around second, heads to third. That was going to be a double play easily before the ball hit off the bag and kicked way up in the air to center field. So first and third, one out, and Jacksonville catches a break. Here's Griffin Conine, who's 2-for-2 against Vines. Jacksonville will take it. They're down 8-1 here in the top of the sixth inning. First and third, one out. And the pitch. Swing and a miss at a high fastball. It's 0-1. There is action in the Gwinnett bullpen now. Here's the 0-1. Lined foul, third base side net of play. It's 0-2. Parker Dungy is throwing for the Stripers in their bullpen. Oh, 2 on Conine. Holds the bat very high. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt. Good block by the catcher, Baldwin. One ball and two strikes. Outfield deep into pull on Conine, who's been one of the best hitters in the International League this year. Here's the 1-2. Line shot, deep center field. Liberato ranging back, turning around, can't get it, and one hops against the wall, and they'll say a ground rule double. That ball hit a fence behind the outfield wall. So Costas scores from third. Gray has to stop at third base. RBI ground rule double for Conine pulls Jacksonville within 8-2 here in the sixth inning. Conine's 3-for-3. He's a triple shy of the cycle. So Bennett Hostetler, the batter. Righty against righty, infield back. One end up by a huge margin. They're happy to concede runs for outs at this point. And the pitch to Hostetler. Upstairs with the changeup, it's ball one. Outfield the other way. 1-0, the pitch. Swing and a miss and a slider on the outside corner. It's 1-1. Vines holds up high, 1-1 pitch. Sharp ground ball towards the middle and through base hit. Gray scores from third. Conine rounds third and comes in as well. Two-run single, Bennett Hostetler. His first AAA RBI is in Jacksonville. Has made it an interesting game. It's 8-4 here in the sixth inning. So all of a sudden, three consecutive hits. And Kanakoa Teixeira, the manager for Gwinnett's, coming out to the mound. And we will see a pitching change here in the sixth inning. Gwinnett led 8-1. It's now 8-4. Jacksonville trying to get back in it. A runner on first, one out. Here in the top of the sixth inning. We'll be right back to tell you about the new pitcher on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp are more than just a baseball team. 121 Financial Ballpark has become one of the premier family event venues in the state of Florida. In addition to 75 home games, the Jumbo Shrimp hosts movie nights, bingo nights, college and high school baseball, disc golf, fan batting practices, and more. To follow all the event happenings at 121 Financial Ballpark this year, stay tuned to jackshrimp.com and follow the Jack Shrimp on Facebook, Instagram, and the artist formerly known as Twitter, X. Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable, family, fun.
Whether you're getting a group of friends together or entertaining your clients and employees, 121 Financial Ballpark is the place to be. Whether it's for hosting birthday parties, corporate outings, team building activities, civic organization events, or just getting people together, the Jumbo Shrimp have the perfect setup for a memorable group experience for fans of all ages. With special group ticket rates and beautiful group areas throughout 121 Financial Ballpark, for more information, please call a friendly Jumbo Shrimp ticket representative at 904-358-2846 for Jumbo Shrimp group and picnic specials all season long at 121 Financial Ballpark.
Kids can feel like the pros for each Sunday Jumbo Shrimp home game. The Jumbo Shrimp invite families onto the field for a pregame catch, and after the final out is recorded, kids get to run the bases at 121 Financial Ballpark. Also, each Sunday contest will feature free face painting and balloon animals. It's Sunday Family Fun Days, presented by Baptist Health, and tickets are available at jackshrimp.com or by calling the Jumbo Shrimp at 904-358-2846.
It's time for more Jumbo Shrimp Baseball.
8-4 Gwinnett, top of the sixth inning, winner on first, one out. New pitcher is Parker Dungey, 6 foot, 215-pound right-hander from Indiana. He deals, and the first pitch to Guzman is lined to center field. Liberato back a few strides, reels it in, two outs. So Guzman retired. Hostetler back to first, and top of the order, Jonathan Davis. Dungey's been really good. 10 games, no record, 2.53 ERA. 18 hits allowed in 21 and two-thirds innings. 28 strikeouts, 9 walks. The pitch. Breaking ball bends in for a strike in the outside corner. Nothing in one. Well, Jacksonville trying to crawl back in this thing. The 0-1. Swing and a miss at a sinker on the outside corner. It's 0-2. Devers on deck. He would be the eighth guy to hit in this inning. Hostetler's small lead at first. He is not really a base-stealing threat. Oh, 2. Little bit low. One ball and two strikes. The 1-2. Breaking ball low and away. Two balls and two strikes. Second baseman Wandell up the middle. 2-2 with two out, the pitch. Breaking ball on the inside corner, called strike 3. Side retired, but Jacksonville picks up 3 runs on 3 hits. Two-run single by Bennett Hostetler after an RBI double from Griffin Conine. Middle of the sixth inning, Gwinnett 8, Jacksonville 4 on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
When injury or trouble finds you, what do you look for in a lawyer? A lawyer recognized as a board-certified expert in civil trial? What about a lawyer who doesn't look to charge you for every stamp, photocopy, or mile traveled? What if I told you we offer both, and an attorney will personally meet with you? I'm John Phillips. Give me a call, 444-4444. or visit floridajustice.com. Offices Jacksonville, Jacksonville Beach.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
WW Game Mechanical Contractor has been an iconic part of the Jacksonville community since 1962. For over 60 years, we have provided innovative solutions for our clients, big and small, throughout Florida and Georgia. We hire and train the highest skilled workforce, ensuring each job is done correctly the first time, proving our motto that says our employees are the best in the business. Our team is on call 24/7 for your commercial and industrial service needs, so call WW Gate today at 904-388-2696.
It's time for more Jumbo Shrimp Baseball.
Last of the sixth inning, Jacksonville in front. Gwinnett in front, 8-4, top of the Stripers order. Alvarez Jr., Baldwin, and Trump. Austin Kitchen is the new pitcher. Left-hander acquired via the Colorado Rockies. Kitchens making his third appearance with Jacksonville. So far, no runs on two hits and four in the third innings, three strikeouts, no walks. Lefty-righty, third base side for Kitchen. Here's the offering. Brink, slow breaking ball. Inside corner, strike one. On the right hand batting, Alvarez Jr. Kitchen holds pretty low. A one. Way outside with a fastball. One ball and one strike. Former Coastal Carolina shot to clear. Austin Kitchen, very good left-handed pitcher. You know, I'm reading this book about Willie Mays. Obviously, he passed away a few weeks ago. And Willie Mays, the 1-1, breaking ball down and in, two balls and one strike. This relates to Gwinnett in some capacity. Mays, in 1951, began the year with AAA Minneapolis, 2-1. Pop foul over the screen behind home plate, 2-2. And so, he batted .477 to begin the year. And the Giants finally called him up in May, 2-2. Fly ball center field, pretty deep. Davis going back onto the track near the wall, puts it away. One out. Alvarez Jr. retired. Here's Drake Baldwin. Left-hand swinger. And a nobody on. Bottom of the sixth inning. 8-4. Gwinnett in front. So anyway, he was at the movies when this went down, and they stopped the movie that he was at. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball outside, ball one, because his teammates and coaching staff in Minneapolis knew that Willie Mays, when he wasn't at the ballpark and he wasn't home, he was probably at the movies. And they stopped all the movies mid-show, the 1-0. Slider on the inside corner, it's 1-1. And they made an announcement that Willie Mays, if you are watching this movie, your manager needs to get in touch with you. The 1-1. Line back to the screen, found 1-2, and so he had to leave the movie, and he got in touch with the Minneapolis manager, who told him that he was going to the major leagues, and May said, no, I'm not ready to go, and he didn't want to go to New York. This was before the San Francisco Giants. 1-2. Liner just fouled on the left field line, and we'll do it again. And it came to the point where they decided to call Leo DeRocher, the Giants manager, who was having none of that and hung up the phone on Willie Mays after telling him to get to Philadelphia, where the Giants are playing. 1-2, breaking ball low and away. Count levels, two balls and two strikes. And so Mays went to Philadelphia, and he started his major league career batting third and playing center field for the Giants. He couldn't believe it. He thought he was going to be a role player. 2-2. Sinker outside. Count is full. And he went 0 for 12 in his first three games. And he really thought he wasn't ready. 3-2. Line foul over the screen behind home plate. And we'll do it again. Well, after that, the Giants went home to the Polo Grounds to play the Boston Braves. They were not even the Milwaukee or Atlanta Braves at that point. And remember, we mentioned Tom Glavine earlier, 3-2. Line foul over the screen behind home plate. We'll do it again. Glavine is the oldest player to ever wear a Gwinnett uniform at 43 years old. Back in 2009, well, he's a Hall of Fame left-handed pitcher, but he's not the greatest lefty in Braves history. 3-2 again. Sinker inside, ball four. One out base runner for Gwinnett, which leads by four here in the sixth. Here's Chadwick Trompa writing. That title, the greatest lefty for the Braves in their history, would be Warren Spahn. And Spahn was starting against the Giants. And again, Willie Mays had been 0 for 12 to start his major league career. Here's the pitch. Fastball, strike on the outside corner. It's 0-1. And Spahn got ahead in the count. 1-2, and he tried to throw one of his signature curveballs, but Mays guessed it. Here's the 0-1. Curveball lined to left field. Costas coming in on the run, has to play it on a hop. Base hit for Trump. Baldwin stops at second. More base runners for Gwinnett here in the sixth. There's Yuli Gurriel. Right-hand swing. And that curveball, Willie Mays crushed that ball. I mean, it was like a rocket that had taken liftoff. Just blown out to left field. Home run. Here's the pitch to Gurriel. Breaking ball, strike on the inside corner, 0-1. And Warren Spahn, they asked him about that many, many years later. He said, do you remember Willie Mays' first hit in the major leagues? It was a home run off of you. He said, I remember. The 0-1. Swing and a miss and a breaking ball. Down and away. No balls and two strikes. And he kind of smiled. And he said his first major league hit was a home run off of me. And I'll never forgive myself. We might have gotten rid of Willie forever if I'd only struck him out. 0-2. Low and away. Change up. The ball and two strikes. But Warren Spahn was such a great pitcher for the Braves. They used to have this saying. Their rotation had Spahn, the 1-2. Chopper hit towards short. Sanoha Fields goes to second, 1. Denver's on to first, double play. Side retired. It was Spahn and Sane and Pray for Rain. That's how the Braves needed to go with their two top hurlers in the front of their rotation. No run to hit. One left for Gwinnett here in the sixth inning. Through six, they lead Jacksonville 8-4. The Jumbo Shrimp Network powered by FIS.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Kids can feel like the pros for each Sunday Jumbo Shrimp home game. The Jumbo Shrimp invite families onto the field for a pregame catch, and after the final out is recorded, kids get to run the bases at 121 Financial Ballpark. Also, each Sunday contest will feature free face painting and balloon animals. It's Sunday Family Fun Days, presented by Baptist Health, and tickets are available at jackshrimp.com or by calling the Jumbo Shrimp at 904-358-2846.
You're tuned in to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball.
Seventh inning here in Lawrenceville. Gwinnett 8, Jacksonville 4. Devers, Sanoha, and Johnston, 2, 3, and 4 in the order against Parker Dunshy, who works in the windup. Middle of the rubber, the pitch. Way inside with a sinker. It's ball one. D-U-N-S-H-E-E, Parker Dunshy. 1-0. Ground ball, hits off Dunshy's cleat, kicks to third. Williams bare hands, fires to first for the out. 1-5-3, one away here in the seventh. A soccer ball that bounced over to Williams, who was able to scoop it up. Sanoha, right-hand batter. Dunshy was originally an A's seventh-round pick in 2017 out of Wake Forest in beautiful Winston-Salem. Here's the pitch. A slider over the inside corner on one. Signed by the Braves as a free agent January 31st of this year. It's a great baseball day. The 0-1. Bouncing ball to first to his right. Gurriel fields underhand flip to Dunshy, two down. Here's Johnston. January 31st, that is the birthday not just for three Hall of Famers. By the way, most Hall of Famers born in a single date in the calendar year, but three Inner Circle Hall of Famers. The pitch, breaking ball up high, it's ball one. Jackie Robinson, Nolan Ryan, and Ernie Banks, all born on January 31st. 1-0, swing and a miss. Fastball in the outside corner, it's 1-1. Maybe a good omen to sign that day for Dunshy. His 1-1 pitch, up and away, ball two. Gwinnett leads by four, two out of nobody on, top of the seventh. Here's the 2-1. Pop foul over the screen behind home plate, 2-2. Dunshy also pitched in the Giants organization. Two-two. Hooked in a line down the right field line, but foul. So we'll do it again. Dunshy is from Zionsville, Indiana. So went down to North Carolina for his schooling. 2-2 again. Knocked foul back to the screen. We'll do it once more. Third baseman Williams way off the line and back. Here's the 2-2. Popped up, foul territory, third base side. Williams giving it a look near the sidewall. Makes the catch, leaning over the wall. Side retired. Nice play by Luke Williams, and that's that for Jacksonville in the seventh. They go down in order. Nothing across. Middle of the seventh, time to stretch. Gwinnett 8, Jacksonville 4. The Joe Buscher Network, powered by FIS.
Looking for a new place to hold your office meetings, corporate luncheons, holiday party, or even your pep rally? 121 Financial Ballpark will get your group away from the mundane and over to the ballpark for a refreshing and unique experience. The Jumbo Shrimp wants to help you host an unforgettable event, whether on the field, in the batting cages, wheelhouse lounge, our spacious concourse, or even a suite, we have the space for your next event. Also, with an in-house executive chef, nothing is out of the realm of possibility when it comes to food. We're happy to work with you to create the perfect menu, and if you can think it up, we can make it happen. With the prime location at the sports complex and our top-notch catering services, make your next office meeting, corporate lunch, holiday party, or pep rally a memorable experience at 121 Financial Ballpark. For more information, contact Director of Promotions and Special Events David Ratz at 904-374-4774 or david@jackshrimp.com.
All Thursday Jumbo Shrimp home games are the best happy hour on the First Coast. Each Thirsty Thursday means fans can purchase $2 16-ounce and $3 24-ounce products on the Jacksonville Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Arlington Trail Rated Territory, Oasis Concession Stand, and Right Field Bleachers.
You're tuned in to the Jumbo Shrimp Radio Network.
Bottom of the seventh, we just stretched. The camp kids are going wild right now. It's a fun day here in Georgia. Gwinnett 8, Jacksonville 4, Williams, Waddell, Lopez 5, 6, and 7 in the order against Austin Kitchen. By the way, in the eighth, going to be something really interesting going on. Lefty righty in the pitch. A breaking ball low, ball one. Griffin Conine is due up third in the eighth inning. And he is a triple shy of the cycle. One ball, no strikes. The pitch. Sinker low and away. 2-0. And that could, in an 8-4 game, very well be his final plate appearance of the game. Last Jacksonville cycle. 2-0. A little bit low. Three balls and no strikes. Came on June 1st, 2016, they were the Suns then, and it was by Chris Curley. Pitch. Fastball outside, ball four. Leadoff walk. Williams out for the third time. Here's Luke Waddell. Jacksonville beat Montgomery 7-4. Lefty, lefty. Here's the offering. Ground ball down the third baseline. Fair base hit. Williams around second. Puts on the brakes. Costas does a good job getting to that ball. First and second. Nobody out. Bottom of the seventh. Here's Alejo Lopez. It's a four-run lead. It was the first cycle since Kyle Skipworth, May 27th, 2012, in Chattanooga. Jacksonville beat the Lookouts 13-10. Lopez switch hitter from the right side. Here's the pitch from Kitchen. Breaking ball inside, it's ball one. Offering. Low and away with a changeup. Two balls and no strikes. So Jacksonville trying to keep it at 8-4. Here's the 2-0. Popped up. Foul territory. First base side. Gray, the first baseman, running near the sidewall. Second baseman, Devers, comes out of nowhere, and the ball hits off his mitt and falls to the ground. 2-1 now. Meanwhile, Jacksonville has a right-hander who has just begun to throw in their bullpen. Runners take off, Kitchen steps off, throws to third, tag applied by Guzman. So Williams caught stealing, he went way too early. Wandell ends up at second base. One out. Counts 2-1 on Lopez with Liberato due up next. Here's Kitchens' pitch. Grounded foul down the third base side. 2-2. Believe it's Anthony Maldonado throwing in the bullpen, but can't 100% say with certainty. You're looking through a little slit in the wall. 2-1. High fly ball deep to left field. Costas ranging back on the track. At the wall, this hits off the top of the wall. Wandell rounds third and comes in to score. The throw goes to second. And Alejo Lopez beats it there. RBI double. It's 9-4 Gwinnett here in the seventh inning. That ball didn't sound amazing off the bat. It wasn't that hard hit. 92 exit velocity is just a tiny bit above average. But it hit off the wall. Ball's really carrying today. Here's Liberato. Runner on second, one out, and Gwinnett back up by five. First pitch from Kitchen. Ground ball towards the middle and through, base knock. Lopez rounds third. He scores easily. RBI single, Liberato. It's 10-4 Gwinnett here in the seventh. Now this one, back up to a six-run margin. Liberato's driven in two now. Here's Darren Brown out to the mound. This is going to be it for Austin Kitchen. And a tough day for Jacksonville pitching. They go to the bullpen. Gwinnett 10, Jacksonville 4. We're in the bottom of the seventh. Still only one out and a runner on first base on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Hey, Jumbo Shrimp fans, are you...
WW Game Mechanical Contractor has been an iconic part of the Jacksonville community since 1962. For over 60 years, we have provided innovative solutions for our clients, big and small, throughout Florida and Georgia. We hire and train the highest skilled workforce, ensuring each job is done correctly the first time, proving our motto that says our employees are the best in the business. Our team is on call 24/7 for your commercial and industrial service needs, so call WW Game today at 904-388-2696.
Do you follow the Jumbo Shrimp on social media? If not, you're missing out on all the fun. You can get the latest news and updates on the organization, learn about special promotions, and view unique content from the team. Click that follow button at Jack Shrimp on Facebook, X, and Instagram. That's at Jack Shrimp on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
Kids can feel like the pros for each Sunday Jumbo Shrimp home game. The Jumbo Shrimp invite families onto the field for a pregame catch, and after the final out is recorded, kids get to run the bases at 121 Financial Ballpark. Also, each Sunday contest will feature free face painting and balloon animals. It's Sunday Family Fun Days, presented by Baptist Health, and tickets are available at jackshrimp.com or by calling the Jumbo Shrimp at 904-358-2846.
Back to the park for more Jumbo Shrimp Baseball.
Anthony Maldonado, new pitcher into the game. Bottom of the seventh, Gwinnett leads it 10-4. Runner on first, one out. Sky Bolt, the batter. Jacksonville would probably love it if Maldonado could just get the final five outs they'll need, unless they really rally and save the rest of the bullpen for tomorrow. First base side for Maldonado. High leg kick in the offering. Fastball low and away. Ball one. In Triple-A, Maldonado 21 appearances now. 4-3, 3.81 ERA. Tall, thin right-hander. Here's the 1-0. Breaking ball, low and away, ball two. 28 1/3 innings, 21 hits allowed is a 2.06 opponent's batting average. 32 strikeouts, 13 walks. Now the 2-0 on Bolt. Fastball down and in. It's ball three. Maldonado's fiance at a a big job interview earlier this week, and he was really excited about that potential. They got engaged in a really cool way, both from Florida. Three balls, no strikes, and fastball low, it's ball four. So a walk puts first and second on. Liberato heads to second with one out. Top of the order, Nacho Alvarez Jr. Righty against righty, the pitch. Breaking ball low and away, ball one. So Maldonado and his family had to trick his then-girlfriend about trying to surprise her. 1-0. Grounded foul down the third base side. It's 1-1. And what they told her was that Anthony's sister and his mom were going to go shopping for a bunch of her wedding stuff, Anthony's sister's. And Anthony's girlfriend, now fiance, was upset she wasn't invited. 1-0. Liner in the air to right. Conine comes in and hangs up for him, and he makes the catch. Liberato tags from second and heads to third. Runners on the corners and two outs. Here's Baldwin. 10-4, Gwinnett. In the bottom of the seventh. So anyway, they were able to get Anthony's fiance, Claire, one of her very good friends, to ask her to hang out. So that was a big deal because it gave her something to do. The pitch, a slider on the inside corner. It's 0-1, and then Anthony had told her, hey, we got to dress up because we're going to go to a fancy restaurant for dinner near the beach. And he intended he was going to meet his family there, the 0-1. Swing and a miss and a breaking ball in the dirt. It's 0-2. And so he had told his mom to give him a call, a fake call, telling him that the restaurant was busy, there was a wait, and that they'd be there soon, but they were running behind. So Anthony can go for a walk on the beach with Claire. 0-2. Breaking ball in the dirt. 1-2. So Anthony gets this fake call, and he says, all right, hey, Claire, let's go for a walk on the beach. And when they got to a certain point of the beach, everything was laid out. There was a sign that said, will you marry me? Flowers. Anthony's family, Claire's family was there, and she said yes. Here's the 1-2. Fastball down and in, two balls and two strikes. So Anthony said, she's always been there for me every step of the way. I'm very excited for her career as well. Two balls, two strikes, and the pitch. Breaking ball is low, and the count is full. 10-4, Gwinnett. A big here in the bottom of the seventh. Two out, first and third. 2-2 on Baldwin. Or 3-2, rather, the pitch. Breaking ball outside, check swing. He did not go. Ball four. That loads him up. Bolt to second. Baldwin on at first. That is eight walks in this game for Jacksonville. Really ugly pitching. Here's Chadwick Trump. Actually, here's a pinch hitter for Chadwick Trump. Andrew Velasquez. So Trump done after a 1-for-4 day. Righty lefty. And the pitch. Little roller foul down the first base side. It's 0-1. Velasquez a big home run yesterday. And tied the game in the third. And it was big because nobody else scored until the 10th. Went at 1-3-2. Here's the 0-1. Low with a slider, a ball and a strike. Prior to this game, Jacksonville had been 5-5 against Gwinnett this year, with the Stripers outscoring the Jumbo Shrimp 45-44. The 1-1. High fly ball, left field, not all that deep. Costa's coming in and towards the line. Plenty of room before he gets into foul territory. He makes the catch. Side retired. But Gwinnett picks up two runs, three hits. They leave him loaded. End of seven here in Georgia. Gwinnett 10, Jacksonville 4 on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Join ViStar Credit Union during every Wednesday Jumbo Shrimp home game at 121 Financial Ballpark. The Jumbo Shrimp and ViStar Credit Union will partner with local nonprofits to raise awareness and funds throughout the night via ticket sales. Additionally, ViStar Credit Union members can take advantage of a buy one, get one ticket special each Wednesday when showing their ViStar credit or debit card at the Miller Electric box office. It's ViStar Good Is Everywhere Wednesdays at 121 Financial Ballpark.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Do you follow the Jumbo Shrimp on social media? If not, you're missing out on all the fun. You can get the latest news and updates on the organization, learn about special promotions, and view unique content from the team. Click that follow button at Jack Shrimp on Facebook, X, and Instagram. That's at Jack Shrimp on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
All right, Crustacean Nation, it's time to turn your radio dials up. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp are on the air.
10-4, Gwinnett in front of Jacksonville, top of the eighth. Parker Dungey back out there. It's Costas, Greg, Conine. Remember, Conine batting third, the pitch, righty to righty. Costas lines it foul over the screen behind home plate 0-1. He is a triple shy of the cycle. This is a very, very big outfield, 335 down the lines, 400 to center. Could hit a triple here. It's possible. The 0-1. Slider. Outside, one ball and one strike. Conine has hit a triple this year as well. So he's got that going for him. The 1-1. Line back to the screen foul, 1-2. There's a really amazing baseball story about hitting for the cycle. It was Easter Sunday, 1943. And the Kansas City Monarchs, who were the most successful Negro Leagues team, were playing in Memphis against the Memphis Red Sox. The 1-2, way inside the Costas, two balls and two strikes. And a guy by the name of Buck O'Neill, who's in the Hall of Fame, for not just being a very good player, but the manager who managed Jackie Robinson and Ernie Banks in the Negro Leagues, 2-2, fastball up and away. Count is full, so when he was done playing, he became a legendary manager and the first ever black major league scout for the Cubs. They hired him really in part to sign Ernie Banks, 3-2. Little roller back to the mound, barehanded by Dungey, and he throws it to first for the out. He just snatched that ball out of the air, and there's one away in the eighth. Here's Tristan Gray. Gwinnett leads by six. Heck of a play there by Parker Dungey. Righty to lefty. And the pitch to Gray. High fly ball, center field, pretty deep. Liberato back onto the warning track. Backpedaling and cans it. Two outs. Here's Conine, likely his last plate appearance of the day. Well, first at bat of the day, O'Neill doubled, then he hit a home run, and then he singled, so he needed a triple for the cycle. Very similar to what Griffin Conine needs right now. Righty to lefty in the pitch. Up and in, ball one. Well, anyway, fourth time up, Buck O'Neill hit a ball very, very deep to right field, and the ball hit off the wall. It took a weird hop to 1-0. Upstairs with the curveball, ball two. And it hopped far away enough from the outfielders that he maybe in theory could have gone for an inside the park home run. The 2-0. Swing and a miss and a fastball up and in. It's 2-1. And as he was getting near third, he was being waved in to try to do just that. But he stopped at third. And you know why he stopped? He wanted the cycle. He never hit it before. 2-1. Fly ball. This is not going to be a cycle day for Conine. Center field, Liberato in. Puts it away. Side retired. The team hotel after the game. Buck O'Neill celebrating his cycle. Was told there, hey, there's a bunch of good-looking teachers down in the lobby. You should come meet them. So he goes down and walks up to one of them in particular. He said, hi, my name is Buck. What's yours? Her name was Ona Lee. And that was the day they met. They'd be married for 51 years. And Buck always said that was his best day. He hit for the cycle, and he met his Ona Lee. No cycle today for Jacksonville. They go in order in the eighth, nothing across. Middle of the eighth, they're down big here to Gwinnett, 10-4 on the Jumbo Show Network, powered by FIS.
Your best friend in baseball. Does it get any better? Here's something that will make you bark. Forever Vets Canines and Crustaceans Dog Days return to 121 Financial Ballpark in 2024. Fans are encouraged to bring their furry friend on April 21st, May 14th, June 12th, July 30th, and September 18th. Dogs are admitted free as long as their human companion buys a ticket. If dogs are not your style, the Jumbo Shrimp will also hold a Purr in the Park Cat Day on May 28th, when cats are admitted to 121 Financial Ballpark for free with the purchase of one ticket by their human companion. Throw your buddy a bone and head to the park. Tickets are available on www.jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric Box Office at 904-358-2846.
Where else would you rather blast off your weekend? Always a favorite on the Jumbo Shrimp promotional calendar, Friday night fireworks at 121 Financial Ballpark will light up the sky. Join the Jumbo Shrimp and Miller Lite for Friday night lights with $2 12-ounce Miller Lite and $1 off all other craft beer in the craft gate for every Friday home game. The Jumbo Shrimp will be ring red on Redshirt Friday and also encourage the fans to do the same to support the military. Fans who wear red save $1 off your ticket at the Miller Electric Box Office or can donate that dollar to charity. Friday nights at 121 Financial Ballpark are a blast with the Jumbo Shrimp. Get your tickets today on jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric Box Office at 904-358-2846. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
Back to the ballpark for more Jumbo Shrimp baseball.
Yuli Gurriel swings and misses at the first pitch from Anthony Maldonado, bottom of the eighth. Here's the 0-1. Slider low, one ball and one strike. 10-4 Gwinnett, middle third of the order for the Stripers. Gurriel, Williams, Waddell. They've got action in their bullpen. Ken Giles is throwing. Parker Dungey might be done. There's the 1-1. A foul over the screen behind home plate. It's 1-2. All Stripers, a five-run fourth inning. Really blew this thing open. They lead by six now. Now the 1-2 on Gurriel. Breaking ball, low and away. Two balls and two strikes. Outfield to pull. 1-2. Here it comes. Breaking ball in the dirt. Count levels at two balls and two strikes. Should say 3-2. Scoreboard had me fooled again. Payoff pitch coming from Maldonado to Gurriel, who stands pretty far up in the box. And the offering. Line shot down the left field line. Fair ball trickling all the way into the corner. Gurriel hustling for second base. It's his sixth multi-hit game in the last 10 contests. He's out for the third time. Leadoff double here in the eighth. Here's Luke Williams. Everybody in the Gwinnett order has been on base multiple times, save for the 1-3 spots in the order. Nacho Alvarez Jr. is 1-5, but he has a 3-run home run. And Chadwick Tromp slash Andrew Velazquez in the 3 spot in the order. Combined 1-5 in this game, but everybody else has been on at least twice. Pitch to Williams, the righty. Slider over the inside corner, strike one, and he wants to challenge that. Gwinnett has both of their challenges remaining. They were successful in their other attempt today. And that pitch was a strike, so they have now one left. Stryper's trying to pad a 6-run lead. No balls and a strike, the pitch. Swing and a miss and a slider off the plate. It's 0-2. Waddell is on deck, and it would be Alejo Lopez. Game two of this six-game series. Gwinnett well on their way to taking the first two contests. 0-2. Slider low. Yesterday, and a come-from-behind win in 10 innings, 3-2. Today, they were down 1-0, but this has been much easier. 10-4 advantage. Runner on second, nobody out. Bottom of the eighth. One, two. Popped up near the plate. Hostetler in the left-hand batter's box makes the catch. It's foul territory, and there's one away. So up comes Waddell.
The second baseman, Luke Waddell.
Righty against lefty. And here's the pitch from Maldonado. Slider's outside. It's ball one. So presumably Giles for the top of the ninth. Jacksonville will need at least 6 runs. Hostetler, Guzman, Davis, 8-9-1 in the order, due up the 1-0. Cutter up and away. 2 balls and no strikes. Otherwise, likely on to tomorrow, Valente Bellozo, Zach Logue, 7:05 first pitch, 2-0, a foul, and out of play, third base side, it's 2-1. Our coverage starts at 6:50 on ESPN 690 and ESPN690.com. Thanks for joining us today. Scott Kornberg here in Lawrenceville at Cool Ray Field. The 2-0. Elevated foul over the screen behind home plate. It's 2-2 now, I should say. It was 2-1. Maldonado, first base, side of the rubber. Holds to the belt. Looks back at second. 2-2. Line shot deep to right towards the corner. Conine ranging over. Dives. Makes an amazing catch. Gurriel back to second. What a play by Griffin Conine. Sprinting to his left and a ball hit to the right field corner. And like Superman, he sprawled out. Made an extraordinary catch like he was diving into the pool. What a play for the second out of the eighth. So up comes Alejo Lopez, switch hitter from the left side. What a day for Griffin Conine. 3-4, triple shy of the cycle. The pitch, fastball outside and low, ball one. And defensively, that extraordinary play. Wow. 1-0. Pitch from Maldonado. Cutter, letter high strike in the inside corner. It's 1-1. Sanoja plays up the middle. 1-1. Line shot towards second. Devers to his left. Pinkton a hop. Throws on to first. Side retired. What a play by Griffin Conine for the second out of the eighth. It seems a run. No runs, a hit. One left for Gwinnett. Through eight, they lead it 10-4. Last chance for Jacksonville next on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro League's All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
All Thursday Jumbo Shrimp home games are the best happy hour on the First Coast. Each Thirsty Thursday means fans can purchase $2 16-ounce and $3 24-ounce products on the Jacksonville Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Arlington Trail Rated Territory, Oasis Concession Stand, and Right Field Bleachers.
Do you follow the Jumbo Shrimp on social media? If not, you're missing out on all the fun. You can get the latest news and updates on the organization, learn about special promotions, and view unique content from the team. Click that follow button at Jack Shrimp on Facebook, X, and Instagram. That's at Jack Shrimp on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
Back to the park for more Jumbo Shrimp baseball.
Last chance for Jacksonville. Top of the ninth, they trail Gwinnett 10-4. Ken Giles is on for the top of the ninth inning. Hostetler, Guzman, Davis, 8-9-1 in the order. Jumbo Shrimp had the lead after two and a half innings today. Griffin Conine had homered in the second, but in the bottom of the second inning, Drake Baldwin smashed a two-run shot to put Gwinnett up for a 10-0 to be good. They scored five runs in the fourth. Evan Finnerer walked four batters, four of the first five in the inning, so one with the bases loaded. That made it 3-1. Sacrifice fly against Angel McQuarrie made it 4-1. Here's the pitch to Hostetler. Giles throws a slider in the dirt. Hostetler swings through it, 0-1. And a three-run homer for Nacho Alvarez Jr. blew it open. That made it 7-1. RBI base hit for Alejo Lopez in the fifth. Made it 8-1. Jacksonville got three in the sixth inning. Conine an RBI double. Two-run base hit for Hostetler. 0-1. Slider sears the outside corner. It's 0-2. And in the seventh, RBI double for Lopez. RBI base hit for Liberato. And here we are at 10-4 here at the top of the ninth inning. 0-2. Slider in the dirt. No postgame show today, being stream only. 7:05 first pitch tomorrow. Valente Belloso, Zach Logue, and our coverage starts at 6:50 on ESPN 690, ESPN690.com. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Slider in the dirt. Strike three. So one away in the ninth. Here's Guzman, another righty. Parker Dungey, by the way, 2 2/3. Perfect innings of relief. Here's the pitch. Guzman lashes it foul. First base side and out of play. It's 0-1. Gwinnett pitchers have set down nine batters in a row since the Hostetler two-run single. 0-1. Ground ball, back up the box, behind second, backhanded by Waddell, throws off balance to first, nice play, two outs. That's a terrific job by Luke Waddell. A rocket hit back up the box, behind second, he backhanded in shallow center, and kind of staggering backwards, he was able to fire with enough mustard on to first. Two away in the ninth, here's Jonathan Davis, the last hope for Jacksonville. It's 10-4 Gwinnett. Righty versus righty, the pitch. Slider, a little bit low, it's ball one. Beautiful day here in the suburbs of Atlanta. 1-0. Breaking ball low, ball two. Devers on deck if Davis could find his way on. 2-0 coming. High fly ball deep to right field. Bolt going back near the wall. Looks up. It's gone. Jonathan Davis with a home run. And Jacksonville makes it 10-5 here in the ninth. Fourth home run for Davis this year. He went opposite way just over the right field wall. His third hit. He's in triple shy of the cycle. And so Jacksonville fighting hard to the end. Here's Jose Devers. Righty versus lefty. And the pitch. Fastball, low ball, 1-106 exit velocity for Davis. 384-foot home run. It's 10-5. Two out, nobody on. Top of the ninth, the pitch. Line shot left field, pretty deep. Lopez back, shy of the track, has a play, makes the catch, and the ball game is over. The Gwinnett Stripers explode offensively, and they knock off the Jumbo Shrimp 10-5 today here in Lawrenceville. The ninth, a run a hit, nobody left. Gwinnett wins it, 10 runs, 13 hits, no errors, 9 left on base. They improved to 42-47 and 7-7 in the second half. Jacksonville, 5 runs, 10 hits, no errors. And Jacksonville today left 6 runners on. Winning pitcher, Darius Vines is 2-3. Evan Fitterer takes the loss. He's 1-1. And Jacksonville will try to get back in the win column tomorrow. 7:05 first pitch. Our coverage starts at 6:50. Valente Bellozzo going for Jacksonville. Zach Loeb on the mound for Gwinnett. ESPN 690, ESPN 690 tomorrow. Thank you for listening on the stream today. Hope you enjoyed our broadcast. This game has been a presentation of the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Network. I'm Scott Kornberg saying so long here from Gwinnett, where the Stripers have won 10-5. Talk to you tomorrow evening on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Thanks for listening to this presentation of Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. Thanks to Ken Babby, Jim Fander, Sean Carlson, Harold Craw, Noel Blaha, Linda McNabb, and the rest of the Jumbo Shrimp front office staff for their support. For more information on the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, visit jackshrimp.com. Once again, thanks for joining us on the Jumbo Shrimp Network.